tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertaining? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue.
Issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakened. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
What's up, everybody? It's Conti and Kenny Show. MoreLikeRadio.com, episode number 537. Arrogance and alcoholism.
I fall for that every time.
You do fall for that every time?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, wow, really? 537. Yeah, no, I do. I'm naive.
Mike's a little
That's
naive.
Just this year. Oh, Kenny's here. I'm sorry. I didn't want to step all over him.
No, Kenny is here, sort of. He's... you got delayed down in Tallahassee, didn't you, buddy?
Yeah, they kept me down here another couple of days.
Yeah. The phone number, if you want to call in, it's 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. Or if you just want to use Skype, it's NPN Studios. And if you want to go in the chat room, it's morelikeradio.com/live. You can join us, watch us, participate, and, of course, listen on your TuneIn app. Just get the free TuneIn app and then find the More Like Radio station. And our Twitter accounts, of course, the show is C and K Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Of course, like our Facebook page and subscribe to both podcasts, our podcast and, of course, the Conti Kenny Shorts, which I'm trying to get number 7 done this week.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And anyone in the chat room, let us know how we sound.
I checked. I think we sound all right.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, this micro. Once I hooked into the wall, it's been a. I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna jinx it. But it's going well so far. I can hear you guys perfectly.
You sound really the best you've ever sounded from Skypey.
Yeah, you act. That's the best you've ever sounded, period, Kenny, I think. but yeah, so.
Thank you.
So, here it is. When are you coming back?
Guaranteed 100% I will be back Friday at 3 o'clock.
Okay, you want to do a show Friday around 3:30? Here, boy. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All yes, right, I will be back Friday no matter what.
All right, good. Last week was the first time I think we ever did it where I was literally the only person in the studio and we did the show.
Yeah.
It was me and Kenny. And it actually did okay. And it was pretty cool. I knew Mike was coming in, I said, all right, you know, problem. We'll just, you know, didn't have to go and get somebody because, you know, we got this, as they say.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Of course, Mike is back, Champagne Mike. You were down in Ocean City, Maryland, weren't you?
That's my heaven.
That's your heaven, yeah.
Mission
Secrets,
completed.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Secrets. Did you have a good time?
I didn't have a good time. The best time.
The best time, yeah. Huh? Did your wife and kids come down at all or no?
No, that's not how we do things.
Oh, okay. That's why you had a really...
The mancation or boycation that you
stop
hated.
With that. Just you I went manscaped. Away with you manscaped.
I totally manscaped.
I wish you would have man-suicided. It would have been...
Took me about, looked like a shaved bear was in my shower, and then I went to the place. I went by myself this
time. It's almost like, because you don't cheat on your wife, so it's almost like you doll yourself up just to have other human beings
I get
walking. You just want, whether it's a guy or a girl,
absolutely.
You don't care.
See, that's great. You just, said it, even a guy, absolutely.
No, it doesn't matter. Well, it would never bother me. I've never been hit on by a gay dude, but it wouldn't bother me at all.
Sorry, real quick, with the bromance and the mancation, mm-hmm. I actually had someone, we have a loaded baked potato on the menu, and it's this college kid, and he comes up and goes, listen, dude, just a little suggestion. You should change that name to Loaded Bro-tato. And I'm like, you fucking shit me. Did you really just fucking get out of your seat in the middle of your lunch?
Right.
I'm sitting on the computer. And you, excuse me, sir, and you took the time to waste breath on a loaded bro-tato.
Yeah, and you actually, and when you thought of that, you were like, I got to quickly bring that up because this is going to be groundbreaking.
I kind of thought it was brilliant.
Did you really think it was brilliant? Shut up, eat your pizza. But you're right. It's like, dude, like that.
You said mancation. I had to bring that bro-tato.
Yeah, from like the moment he thought of it. To where whether he had to walk to the front of the wherever you were, whether it's a conference
across
room,
across the dining room,
across the dining room,
probably 30 feet. Yeah,
yeah. He was thinking, dude, when I blurt this out, it's gonna be like the moment where it's like silent for a second, and like you know, and then somebody just came up. You know, Einstein came up with the theory of relativity,
yeah.
And it was gonna be that shining moment for him. And I hope you all pointed and laughed at him.
Did he have one ally?
Was there anybody who thought that that would have been a good idea?
I don't know. He was sitting at a table of like five or six guys. It's all dudes. They're all pumped up, and they're 21, from 19 to 21 years old.
Did he go back and that's like all punch fists?
They hang out in groups, and he literally walked over, and I was sitting at my computer, and he's bro-tato, and I'm like,
bro-tato.
Good one, dude.
You appeased them. You were being nice, right? Man.
Why don't you go back down there to your seat and you're with your four pals and think of something else brilliant?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why don't you just write them all down and then throw them out? Yeah. Don't save any of that.
I should
make him a loaded baked potato and smash it like Gallagher right at his table.
Do they do like man shoulder press and man curls and just shut up. Just stop. It's this over-identifying thing that men try to do because I don't know if it's because men are now portrayed or men are more in touch with their feminine side as a culture. I don't know, but this thing about trying to be, and I'm not talking about you because I know Mike's kind of joking when he says this.
Oh yeah,
but you don't do that like for everything that you do.
Yeah.
You kind of we went on, but it's like guys have to do their man cave and they have to put on, and it's their man's, and it's like, I know you're a guy, I know you're a man. You don't have to tell me that what you're doing is a manly thing. You just do it. Stop trying to label everything. Because it's like... It's,
I personally think Mike loves doing it.
You want to laugh?
For whichever way it is, I think Mike just loves doing it.
No, I love saying it for the silliness, but I will say this. On my door to my house, I have a man cave sign on the outside and inside.
I wish there was a bear in your man cave.
There is a bear when I don't shave down.
I set you up with that one. Yeah. But it's just no, I mean, I use it.
I
use it. Like,
if I would ride the Rotato all day, I would say how brilliant he is for the whole entire time.
Oh, I wish he would jump off a bro cliff.
I would like bro cliff.
There was actually How I Met Your Mother. There was actually a commercial where the guy Barney is like, "It's a special brocasion," and something, and the other guy was like, "Bro me." It's actually kind of a funny commercial.
Oh, okay, right. Was he Asian?
So let's get back to this hedonism thing.
Oh, no, Secrets.
I'm sorry.
Clearly being hedonism.
Secrets is, it's in Ocean City, Maryland, and it's a, resort.
It's a resort. We're just complete nonsense. White trash mostly go to, and people drink. You know what it is?
Is it for singles mostly?
You know, you would think it would be, but it's not. It's mixed.
Mix, okay.
Everyone's there just to be silly, completely silly. Like I told you, a fat guy can walk around with no shirt on and not be mocked. A hot girl can walk around and, you know, be molested, but it's all good. You know, everyone's having nice. And
yeah, it's like Central Park.
A woman,
sounds as if you've never been disappointed there.
Never. I would not go back if I was never.
Do you go every year?
Every year.
Once a year?
Every year.
For like a weekend, like three or 4 days?
2-3 days, yeah. Yeah.
Because it's only like a 4-hour ride.
It's a 4-hour ride. Okay. You know, I actually spent a little time by myself. I went down there Thursday by myself, a little beach time. And then my boy showed up, and I was in bed by 10:30 the first night. And the highlight was I met these young ladies from Catawba College.
Catawba College? Was that Midwest or somewhere?
It's in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And they were very nice. And one of them told me that she
It should be can't to get a job after college.
Yeah, the one.
Can't to get a job.
The real looker out of the crew. the looker of the crew asked me, told me that she had.
Let us laugh at my joke.
I don't get it, though.
He doesn't get anything.
I just smile. I do love you, though.
Go ahead.
The looker of the group told me she hasn't had sex in over a year.
Really?
And
that was the looker of the group.
The looker. No, well, I was being a little sarcastic. Like
gotcha.
Rotato.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me that, and I looked at her and I said, "It looks like you're going to have a longer year."
Oh!
Yeah.
They didn't really appreciate the humorous.
She took my picture with her. She asked me to take a picture with her. And, of course, you know, I'm very handsome.
Was this like a picture of iced tea? Or
no, it was a photo.
A picture of lemonade?
It was a picture of me sitting
next
to her.
Oh, a picture.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was confused. I'm like, that's a picture. She took a picture.
That's a picture? Picture? Yeah.
Picture.
Yeah. I say library to library.
Library?
And breakfast.
Breakfast.
Yeah, I just dropped some letters here and there.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, give yourself a citation for loitering, right?
Yeah, yeah, cool. It's abusing the English language. It's a felony.
So she took your picture?
And then, no, her friend took my picture.
Okay.
But she licked my face from my neck to my eyebrow.
Really?
Yeah, it was very odd.
Was there like, were they
and normally
drinking
people,
like tequila
there's
or something?
A lot of drinking going on. And I asked her, I said, "Thank you for licking my face." I was like, I
just picture a fucking cow on a salt block.
You know what? It's not that she was ugly. It was the car parts hat and matching shirt that she was wearing that really irked
the what?
Me. The car parts. She had some type of like Ace, whatever. Like I don't even know. Yeah, any place you buy
Napa?
Car parts. Yes, but it was like a matching shirt with hat, and she talked about NASCAR, and she had the sweaty hair, which took the hat off. She wasn't like, you know, some girls look cute wearing a hat.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She wasn't cute wearing. And then she spit. Yee. She spit out like she was chewing tobacco. So.
Oh, she was all class.
Pure class. And I didn't understand this college. I was like, you must have went to this Ivy League school and you can't find a decent career.
Ivy League. Yeah. She went to a poison Ivy League school.
It was bad. It's But it was fun. We had some fun with these young ladies at their own expense.
That's cool, though, man.
It was a lot of fun. No, but, you know, I'm not mean to anybody. We took some photos, and I told them about the radio show, and they might be listening right now. So I shouldn't have really said half the things I just said.
Now you're now I've met your wife.
Yeah. Were you at a resort or at a fucking auto zone?
I thought I was at a NASCAR race. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, definitely. Now does your wife like? Now your wife, I've met your wife.
Yeah,
she's cool as shit. She will give it as much take it verbally.
Oh, absolutely, she's a player.
So she can take it. Yeah. You know, like I'm sure you and her, you bust balls and all that kind of stuff.
Little bit.
So what is her line for you with your jocularity, if I may?
It varies because it varies with phone calls. Like, when she gets phone calls on her little prince's outings, you know what it is? I have a lot of friends who like think things are funny.
Right.
And I'm a Facebook idiot. Like, I'll Facebook post pictures. Like, I met girls there last year that were drunk, and I had to be the ham and pose with them. And I posted on my wall, and her mother, who doesn't talk to me anymore, she's not on my Facebook anymore.
Wait a minute. Whose mother?
My wife's mother removed me from Facebook.
Oh, okay. She talked to you in real life. She doesn't talk to you on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, it's not a Facebook conversation.
Right.
And I got a text message. My wife will send me the text messages with, like, thank you for disrespecting me and making me look like a jerk type messages. And it goes on and on, followed by a phone call.
So she realized she's married to a child.
Yes. So
she has three kids.
She has a child. Yeah. And then I write her, you know, you're a racist or something like that, just to throw it off.
You're a racist.
I go, if you weren't such a racist, I wouldn't do these things. And it doesn't go over well, you know. And then I just go to Walgreens and buy her a People magazine, and we're all good.
And all good.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guarantee that's exactly how it goes
down. I told you, I buy her something every 3 weeks, and usually it's a People magazine. I get her a rose and a card.
Okay.
Yeah. The People magazine's always
what you're doing is every 3 weeks you're saying, remember the last time I got you this?
Yeah.
This is all the apologies for everything I've done since the last time.
I give her, like, sympathy cards and stuff like that, too.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a healthy, goofy kind of a marriage, you know? And so when you were hanging out, see, it's kind of cool that you can sit there and hang out at a place and you can bullshit with girls, almost like you're single in a sense where, because you know how some guys, when they're married or they got a girlfriend, they like, they can't even look at another girl. And I'm not saying
you
should be gawking at a woman when you're with your chick.
I'll do this in front of my wife.
Right. You can look, like, you know, like, you know, my girlfriend will constantly say, do you think she's pretty? You know, like, what do you think of this girl? Like, not all the time, but once in a while, because she wants to gauge where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I'll say, yeah, I think she's very pretty, you know?
No,
I'm not saying I'm not going to, you know, I wouldn't say, well, I would fuck her throat.
No.
It's just, so, but there are guys when they're out, they won't even, like, they have, like, sidewinders on. Like, they're not even allowed to, like, talk to
a
girl.
But my wife knows I'm a starer.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Or you're bullshitting around and you're having a good time.
But I talk
like
to, I'll
single,
talk to men
but you're
and
not.
Women, too. Like, I'll talk to guys. Not like I'm looking for
attention,
but I'll talk to people. Just people
that's what
person.
I'm saying.
But I'm not shy. Like, I'm the opposite of a comic when they're not working. I'm friendly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're.
And,
yeah,
I'm not self-loathing.
You don't have social issues.
No, I don't. I'm a very happy person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can go out and talk to any crowd. I have no problem. I do it all the time. I perform. I do my little side shows.
Yeah. Side show it is.
Yes. I'm not a stage performer.
Yes. More of a Ringling Brothers performer.
I would say, yeah. I can get a small crowd to entertain them. I got five-minute mark. I did my first 5 minutes at the Otto and George show. And then they actually, the guy brought, no, listen, I did a little, like a little, no, just like being silly. They actually thought I was going on.
Oh,
I did Brian's table. No, I was just fooling around at Brian's
beforehand.
Table. And they go, oh, wow, you really are going on. I go, nah, that was all I have.
That's it.
That's really, that's all
you
I
got.
Yeah, so I got about 5 minutes in me, which all is, right. Well, you know.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I don't know what I said, but it was pretty good, apparently.
Okay, you got half of my Kenny's material.
I got seven people. I used all Kenny's.
Easy.
Material.
Sorry.
I just couldn't use Kenny's voices. I couldn't get them down.
No. That's good, though.
But thank you for
Secrets.
It was a good time.
And they even have, like, a video cam, and you can, like, watch it
they
live.
They have the Secrets cam, yeah.
Secrets cam.
Yeah.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
My wife.
A Secrets cam.
You know what? I never thought of that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's irony or a, you know, what do you call it? A paradox?
An oxymoron?
Oxymoron, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Secret cam.
Cam. Yeah, you don't want to be on the Secrets Cam.
No, you don't want to be on the Secrets
Cam. But my wife told me she was going to watch the Secrets Cam.
Of course.
So I brought the entire wedding party that I made over to the Secrets Cam. The one year I told about 20 nurses that my wife left me, cheated with me with my brother, and I'm here by myself. And would you ladies take a picture with me and molest me so I could send it back to my ex-wife? And I sent it to her. Went over great.
Sure. Yeah,
two
sure.
People. I got her the People magazine collection with the bigger, thicker book, and I got her two roses and two sympathy cards.
Oh, like, that was the special year in pictures.
Yes, year in photos. I got her that. Yeah. So that was all good. Then. You know, it was the Different Strokes episode.
Yeah. So you have to actually look for a specific magazine, maybe depending on the severity of your screw up.
Yes. 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 You know, two roses is a big problem, pal.
Hey, honey, listen, I'm sorry I put my finger on the girl's back of her pants. Here's an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, yes.
A through E.
Pretty much.
That's how shit, I made out with her. I better go get Rosetta Stone.
No more than two roses, though.
That's cool, man. Yeah. What about you, Kenny? How's it going down there, all right?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's hot as shit, and it's raining the entire time.
Have you done anything down there except for work? Are you know?
No, nothing. There's if there's bars and stuff, but it's all kids and fights and whatnot. So there's no adult entertainment, so to speak.
So you're at Secrets then.
And the last two nights I've had, the last 48 hours I've changed three hotel rooms.
Why?
Because really? The air conditioners keep freezing up on me.
That's the worst.
Oh, no way. And they've been good with you, though? They've been letting you change,
absolutely, like finding
something
really
for you
good.
Pretty quick?
The problem is that 6:45, when I've got a show to do at 7, they're like, well, we have another room for you. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Are you doing shows
the
there?
Guy down.
You doing shows, bud?
No. I haven't done anything. There's nothing down here
work
right
shows,
now.
Work shows.
Yeah. No. He's just trying to make him feel a little better.
I thought he was being a comic or something.
No.
Kenny.
Kenny's doing real work down there.
No, he's being the man.
Yeah, he's making money.
Yeah, I'm doing the sellout job.
Yeah, I like when you sold out.
There's nothing really exciting going down there at all. Like, there's you haven't, like, you know, even from where you are, because you're working. You know, you're in the restaurant field, so there's constantly people coming in. There hasn't been anybody that's been like, hey, from Jersey, you know what I mean? Because, you know, around the country, you know, even though Jersey, there's, you know, it's kind of a punchline and blah, 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 but there's some sort of a thing that girls seem to like because, you know, we have that, it seems on the surface that it's like a bad boy, you know, that kind of thing. And there's no girls that have been like, asking you about things or just wanting to fucking hang out with you. Because, you know, you're a handsome fella.
No, the best thing was for the last week, me, the guy I was with, Derek, and the other guy, Safe. Derek, I told you last week, he's the MMA fighter-looking dude, all tatted up.
Yeah.
Ripped.
That basically got stopped at the airport while your Arab buddy went right through.
Why my Egyptian pal went right through, breezed right
Isn't
through.
Isn't that ironic that an Egyptian guy going to an airport is named Safe?
Yes.
Well, a lot of irony so far, and a lot of oxymorons so far in the show.
He's the coolest dude, and he's actually an airline pilot for Egypt. He used to be an airline pilot.
Okay, wait a minute.
So I want to...
An airline pilot.
Yeah. He actually was an airline pilot, and he got into a motorcycle accident and hurt his hand. Mm-hmm. So they deemed him he wasn't able to fly anymore.
Fucking car.
So he hurt his hand, and what happened?
They deemed him unable to fly. Something with the physical part of his hand. He had to have surgery on his two fingers and stuff, and he doesn't have full range. Kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I think he's missing like the tip of it too. You know, it's just so they deemed him not able to fly. So I want to fly with this guy because if the shit hits the fan, I got somebody who could land this bird.
It's safe. Land it safe.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I'll kill everybody
landing.
I need to.
Be safe.
Yeah, I'll kill everybody I need to. You just land this motherfucking bag of bolts, and then we'll celebrate.
In other words, what you're saying is if on your flight home or your flight out there, if you're with Safe, then you can, and then if there's some sort of threat on the plane, you can use your, because you're a trained killer, knock these guys around, and then let Safe go in there and safely land the plane.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully it doesn't turn into like a battle royale and I finally come up all bloody and I win killing all the terrorists and Safe goes, nope, those are my cousins.
And then
you son of a bitch.
And then you,
no.
And then you grab him and say, get off my plane.
And you yeah.
Kick him off.
But it was funny because, you know, he's got a wife and kids and whatnot. And he's Egyptian. So his wife is very, you know, very, very house, home, you know, she's with the kids. He's with the kids always. So this time he wanted to go down really bad. And he's like, Kenny, I just want to go and have a little fun and maybe see the beach and see the girls and just go. I just want to. So every night he's like, let's go to Hooters. so we were like Hooters celebrities because you've got guys coming up to the MMA fighting looking dude Derek going, hey man, when was your last fight? I've been looking for you. And he's like, oh man, I hurt my shoulder, I've been taking a little time off, just playing along with him like people at the gym. Like 7 or 8 times people have come up to him going, hey man, when's your next fight? And he's like, oh, it's gonna be a couple of months rehabbing an old injury. You know, just fucking around with everybody. And then Safe wanting to go. He's like, I just want to be around women. I just want to go and be around women and have atmosphere and have a good time and have some Guinness.
That is it. That is the antithesis of guys trying to escape, because not only is he a married guy, but he's a married guy who is, well, I guess, Muslim. And so it's supposed to all, you know, all the women are supposed to be always covered up and blah, blah, blah. And then when you get that moment.
They're Americanized.
Oh, they're totally Americanized?
Yeah. It's just he's a married guy with kids. He's a married guy with kids with an overbearing wife.
He's eating pot roast fucking 7 days a week, if you know what I'm saying.
He wants to just smell filet mignon.
Pot roast.
He wants to smell filet mignon.
Yeah.
He works like a madman. You know what I mean? He works the regular
maybe
corporate
not
job
the
with
best,
us.
Not the best adjective to use for an Arab guy.
He's blowing shit up at work.
Yeah. Yo, this dude's the bomb. You know what I mean? Bomb, he can't be doing his shit.
He's a very, very hard worker and a very, very good guy. And okay. He just wanted to let his hair down. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just wanted to go. He didn't want to go out and get laid and grab ass. He just wanted to be in atmosphere. He wanted, you know.
He wants to go out in a blaze of glory?
People around.
No, maybe not. Okay.
What's that?
I got it now.
Blaze of glory? Nothing?
Right. What's the list? 17 virgins? 40 virgins?
Nothing. But go ahead. We got it. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, so he just went. So we went out a bunch of nights. Nothing big. We just, you know, went to Hooters most of the time. And sauces. But, you know, we were like the Hooters, whatchamacallit, because all the Hooters girls work out at the Gold's Gym and are watching a guy, Derek, work out. And they're all coming up to him and stuff. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, you just do pull-ups, flex, and walk around. And then he's flirting. You know, it was fun, but nothing ever happened. You know, now I'm alone. I got no wingmen. I got to fucking get pussy on my own. And I could do it.
Yeah, you've done pretty all right good in your day. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah. I just don't have any pals with me. You know, I'm usually pretty
good.
See what happens?
If I'm with pals...
If I'm with pals and the snatchola happens, it's straight up. It's not awkward. It's not awkward. It's nothing weird happens. When I'm alone and I get snatchola, it's always a weird situation. Good. Don't get me wrong. Good. But like if I have the pals around, it's straight up like, hey, let's go back to the hotel room. If when I'm alone, when I travel alone and I get snatchola, it always is a weird situation. You know what I mean? Like, it'll always happen where you're like, how the fuck did that just happen?
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Because it's less, you kind of end up having to go with the flow because you're in a strange territory, and whatever they want to do, whatever group you're hanging out with, you're going to do what they want to do.
You know what?
You're not in your traditional pick you up at a bar and let's go back to the hotel room.
Right.
When you're with people, it is. When you're alone, there has to be some kind of a weird situation in order to navigate to a point where she ends up in your hotel room. You got what I'm saying?
I think so.
It happens much weirder when you're by yourself.
You know what, though?
You know, I was hanging out with a lesbian and an ex-porn star at an Indian casino one time. And then things happened.
Would you lose
it
money?
Was a straight, it was a lesbian, her girlfriend who was straight, who I was trying to hook up with, and their friend who was a former porn star, like a punch in the face, spit on bukkake porn star.
Oh.
And we all decided to go to an indie casino. We had a steak, and then one like thing led to another, and we all had a good time. Nice. Not together, unfortunately.
But like just a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun time, and me and the straight one, we snuck off and went to the hotel room and had some fun while the lesbian and the porn star were getting Chipotle.
Nice. Is that like HPV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're hungry. We're going to go eat. And we're like, all right, we're going to go fuck. Meet you in 20 minutes.
Nice.
Well, you guys had
a great night. One of the best 20-minute sex sessions I've ever had.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She was. She just worked it on top, and unbelievable.
Very cool.
Unbelievable.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, Arkansas is good.
That was in Arkansas.
yeah, Arkansas and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah.
I came up with a bro sandwich. Can you get me a job?
A bro sandwich.
I want to work there now. He's having a lot of antics.
Really?
I would have some fun with Kenny.
Yeah,
I don't
think so.
I would have gay fun with Kenny. Maybe I would.
It would be kind of half.
But, I mean,
gay
I could be
fun.
Silly.
You know? Half gay fun.
Like no, I mean like the outings. You know what I mean? Like I can get the fun part. Go to Chipotle.
You know what it is? It's the southern people, Florida and anywhere below like Delaware or you know southern Jersey. They really there's not much to do. You know what I mean? It's not like they don't have anything to do. It's not like bars, but they're always into having a good time.
They're friendlier. That's why New Jersey was the fucking most nasty, mean, fucked state. You see that? We are known as the most meanest state ever.
Well, me and John.
Yeah, Newark. Newark is.
Yeah, we. I've made this point that said New Jersey was voted America's most voted the most hated country in the world. And New Jersey was also voted as a most hated
said
state.
That. Let's go fucking go straight.
Exactly. Down. And so basically we're the most hated people in the entire world.
And
you know what's funny? Most Jersey people don't care.
Right. That's why it makes it even better.
That's what the weird thing. Yeah. When I used to say that on stage and then people would hear that and Jersey people would clap.
Yeah.
I'm like, you realize that you're clapping. You're happy that everybody hates you.
Yeah.
That's what makes Jersey so weird.
Yeah.
You know, like Jersey, you're the only people that make fun of its own state.
Yes.
You know?
Other people get like Texas. You get fucking stabbed. You say something bad about
but
Texas.
Jersey's one of those, and I've always said this, because the identity of Jersey is weird because, like, if you were talking to those girls, right? And they said they were from, no, I'm actually talking to Mike. When Mike was talking to those girls down in Secrets, right? They told you where they were from, and they mentioned the college, but if they didn't mention the college, they would say they're from Greenville.
No, they were from all down there.
Right, but when you're from any other area, what happens is they mention, like if somebody's from Missouri, let's say they're from the St. Louis area, they're not going to say they're from Missouri, they're going to go from St. Louis.
Yes.
But around St. Louis.
That. I like that.
Jersey people don't say, like if you're from, you just say, fucking I'm Jersey. From Jersey. Because you don't say, well, I'm from Parsippany, or I'm from Newark. Or I'm from Trenton.
You're from New Jersey.
I'm not from the shitty southern part that likes the Phillies.
Right. You say Jersey, and it's identified as the state because we don't have those cities that kind of have their own identity. We don't. We don't have one that represents like most. Trenton is the capital. Who cares? No, you know what I mean? Trenton.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's this weird type of a thing. It's almost like. Almost everywhere else, what they do is they'll say I'm from Tempe, Arizona, but they could be 30 miles out of Tempe.
Yeah,
they don't just say Arizona.
No, you're right.
Because I think Jersey just has more more identifiable.
But what's funny is that some of my friends will throw the Newark bomb in there.
What do you mean, like they're from Newark?
Yeah,
really?
From Newark, you're like. No, you really
Newark
not.
What?
Like Newark, New Jersey. Like they want
right, but I'm saying most people would be like,
what? Act like they live near Newark.
Oh.
So they always got to like they're toughen it up a little
bit. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was somebody's like, I'm from Brooklyn.
Well, yeah.
My family's from Newark.
You live in
Scotch Plains, dude.
Motherfucker.
Beat it.
Exactly. Hey, Westfield is about a block away from your house, fag. You know? I can't use fag anymore. I apologize. I didn't mean to use that word. We're working on that.
Hey, I wanted to just say hi to Colorado Dickhead in the chat. Colorado Dickhead was responsible for making the meme on Facebook. Did you see that, Mike? The meme?
I couldn't.
It says the Conti and Kenny Show, and then underneath it, it said, yeah, it's kind of like that. And it's a picture of a hand in the jerk-off motion. And it's two pictures of the hand in the two positions. And it was beautiful. Like, we were just like, this is just, it was perfect. Did you see it here? It's right here, Mike. It's on my phone.
No, I have it. I didn't see it today. No.
Yeah.
Okay. I have it. Yeah.
You see it?
No, I'm on it. I was on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was confused. What you were saying.
It's beautiful. No, it's just fantastic.
You know what's great is I just liked the page.
Oh, you
last
liked
last week. I didn't know that. I thought it was on the page.
Oh.
And I was actually I was at Secrets.
You were at Secrets.
I was at Secrets talking about the show.
Right.
And
and like, you realize you're like, I'm not even a.
I have it as my job.
Oh, okay, but you don't
when
have
you
it.
Go about me, I work at the Kenny and Conti show.
Right.
But I didn't actually, the girl
Conti
asked
Kenny show.
About the Kenny and Conti show. Sounds better. So obviously I'm a mess. So I told the girls that I was talking to that, you know, about the show, and then I realized I was not on the actual page. I didn't have the like page. I liked it then. So I'm on board now.
Finally, you're on board.
Yeah, I thought I always was.
Mike. Was that last year that you called me up and I had to convince two girls that you actually were on the radio?
Yes, yes.
Was that Secrets?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Last year.
I am being serious all the time. I put little shows on when I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I have the more confidence. It's like a cage tiger. I only go out three times a year. And when I go out, I put the little show on and the girls thought that I was a performer and I had them call Kenny up.
Mm.
They listened to the show. They were on the show after that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. And I told them, I go on the internet. He's right there.
They actually that's listened true. To the show when they were at the beach the next day, and they saw me and said it was very nice.
All right. Listen, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about some of our listeners. This last week has been pretty interesting with some input. Like the Colorado Dickhead putting this picture out, which I love, this meme, the Conti and Kenny show. But there's been a couple of listeners that have been contributing. You know what that means, right, Kenny? That's the thing that Reagan was a part of in the 80s, the Iran contributing problem with Ali North. Yeah.
Right, you want to try to find something funny in that?
No.
I dare you.
I double dare you to knock this Duracell off my shoulder.
Dig and dig. No one line is going to come out of here.
I just saved myself on that one. But yeah, just a couple of interesting things about some ideas and some just like I didn't realize we had some listeners that really knew this show as much as I thought. So we'll come back with that and a lot of other stuff, all right? Kenny, that's for you.
Sounds
because
good to
you're
me.
Not here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good to me.
All right, we'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Have questions? Have answers? Want to complain? Make fun of Kenny? Just want your opinion heard? Call the Conti and Kenny Show. 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, or not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
God. Not painful on that! Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
I gotta take a leak. See what happened taking these dive bars.
Hey man, I can't help it. These are the best places to go, man.
Dude, did you look at this on the wall here? Did you see this?
What do you got there?
It says here, for a good time, call Mary Ann, Kitty, and Dee at 908-854-4228.
Oh, wow. What's this underneath there? Lust and Love. Every Monday from 10 p.m. till 12 p.m. for a good time. Huh.
Somebody must have had a huge Sharpie.
Are you kidding, man? That's great.
Right, we'll check them out then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Let me get out of here. Stop looking at me.
Hey, man, stop looking at my junk, bro. Bastard. Don't get envy.
All right.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Thank you.
venture down into Lambert's basement and join me, Dave Ingram, and Igor.
Hello.
Where we time travel via nostalgia to a golden age of big band swing and jazz. Only available on Radio Free Satan.
Andy here from Basically a Sports Show, airing Sunday nights from 8 to 10 only on morelikeradio.com, giving you your weekly fix of sports talk like no one else.
This is all great until the Sedin sisters are skating around with the cup next June, you know?
This Sedin sisters thing, it needs to stop.
I know, but I'm new to it. I just started this year.
It's a meatball fan thing to say. It's like...
The Sedin sisters.
It's because they're sick, because they're girls.
What?
Being a Southern California sports fan, I've heard from plenty of people that have moved down here that people in the East, whether it's Boston or New York, they just care about the sports more.
That's bullshit.
They're better sports fans because they care more.
But that's the thing. All the ones I've met, they don't care anymore. They're just
vocal
and they swear a lot and they get really pissed off about stuff that just doesn't matter.
When has there ever been good NBA officiating? It's just bad officiating has been since the beginning of basketball, since Naismith put a fucking ball into a peach basket, some official made a bullshit call.
There was some guy off to the side calling a foul.
Right.
Bad foul right out of the gate.
Basically a sports show every Sunday night at 8, only on morelikeradio.com.
I'm just a guy with a really cool voice. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show. Yes! I like it.
Fuck off.
All right, we're back. Sorry, I hope it wasn't too long of a break. For those listening in podcast, it's the Conti and Kenny Show, you know. For anybody that's listening live, that's the show you're checking out. I am Joe Conti. We got Champagne Mike sitting in the studio. And Kenny is via Skype in Tallahassee. He might be...
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. What's up, buddy?
Yep.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
No, I wasn't doing that. I was doing what's up. The phone number is 330-2-CRINGE. That's 330-227-4643. And the Skype is NPN Studios. So if you want to call in.
I tell you, I'm kind of digging this Skype thing. I'm in a hotel room, but I got my drinks right next to me. I don't have to worry about spilling on the board. I got a little bag of Lunchables, little snackaroos.
Oh, yeah?
During the show. Yeah, you should
actual
see my setup.
Lunchables?
They're like the yellow container, right? Lunchables?
Oh, absolutely. They are the best when you're like flying on a plane. You just stop by, you go to a little kiosk, you get a little, you know, the ham sandwiches and shit are all dry.
Right.
But you just want a little snacky poo. While you're flying with a couple of vodka and OJs, you get little Lunchables.
Are they good?
It's processed meat quarters with little squares of cheese and some crackers.
It's kids' food, though.
And you got yourself a little snack.
Right?
That's terrible.
And it's
that just doesn't sound
very
good.
It's made
for
kids, I think, right?
That's terrible.
No, it's totally made for kids. And it's really sexy when you open it up on the plane and you're like, crackle, crackle, eating crackers and eating a Lunchable.
So you trying to get kids on the plane or something?
Big corporate guy. He's fucking eating the Lunchables, getting shipwrecked on a fucking Cessna.
That's a terrible idea.
I don't know. Lunchables? But I guess because it's like somewhat, what is it, like crackers and a little bit of
You get squares of cheese, you get round meat, some sort of meat. Looks like it says it's ham.
It's unidentified. Is that what they should call it? Unidentifiables? If you say
it
looks like ham. That's not good if you don't know, if you're not sure what you're eating.
It tastes like turkey.
it says ham in Swiss with a little saltine.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. My kids get
you could throw dog shit on a saltine. You got a little sandwich.
Yeah.
Do they even make saltines anymore? Is that still from 1940? I think they sent packages of those in sea rations to the GIs.
It depends how many parrots people have.
What are those crackers called that you get at
the
what brand name are those?
The white box.
No, when you go to the diner and you get like a soup and they give you those crackers.
Oh, with the in the pack by its, the two in the little wrap. Do you know what
they're saltines?
Yeah, saltines.
Are they saltines?
Are they the actual saltines though?
Yeah,
why are we talking about this?
Is that like when you you put Q-tips, but that's the brand? It's really a cotton swab.
Yes, like Band-Aid.
Band-Aid is actually a brand.
Yes.
Of what is
the
it?
The other one's called. What is a Band-Aid really called?
It's
what's the real name?
It's a Band-Aid.
No, that's the brand name. That's the brand name.
That's like a Q-tip.
I know. What's it actually?
What the hell is a Band-Aid? Is it a
what's a Q-tip? That's a good question.
It's a cotton swab. I know that for a fact.
Ah, cotton swab.
And
yes.
There is a word in the English language that means that. In other words, if you say, "Hey, Q-tip is actually a blah blah blah," which means it's known to be what the product is, but it's only the brand name. But there's a word for that too.
That's when you score big.
Yeah, I think a jet ski.
The real name.
Yeah.
The real name for saltine is processed meat and cheese delivery system. Nothing. Sorry.
You gotta giggle.
Roy Black on crack. It says it's a bandage. It's just a bandage.
It's just a bandage.
We couldn't think of it.
We're sitting there going, "What the hell is that called? Bandage?
What's that bandage? Band-aid thing?"
It's just a bandage.
Yeah.
I think that's it, right?
It's a bandage.
I hate bandages.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, that's it, dude.
I like when you run out of bandages and you have to wear your kids.
Door to Explore. What about these new ones? These clear ones. Or how offensive is it? They have the ones that are skin colored ones, but it's for white people. It's like this peach colored thing. Yeah. It's like, wait a second, what kind of shit is that? Either make it invisible.
They make them for black people too, but baseball players wear them under their eyes. Good timing.
I happen to be right by that. Isn't that? You douche. Yeah, but it's but I heard that a jet ski. If you go jet skiing, that's like the is it jet ski? Is the name of
the brand?
Or is it what? No, Wave Runner.
Wave Runner.
I heard Wave Runner is the name of the brand.
Oh.
So when you go wave running, you're really, it's the same thing, but it's something else. I wish somebody would know what the.
And jet ski is like old school now.
Yeah. Do people say jet ski anymore?
I told my wife, I go, on my Walkman, I got these great songs. And I was talking about my iPhone. And she,
you called it a Walkman?
Yeah.
A Walkman.
I'm like, I got a lot of good songs.
You didn't even call it an MP3 player.
No, I said I got a lot of good tunes on my Walkman.
Did you say on my Sony Walkman?
I might have dropped the Sony Walkman.
A Sony Walkman. That was the first portable one. That was like the, where it was mostly a radio.
My iPhone's my iPhone when I'm like using as a phone.
Phone.
But when I play the music,
it turns into a Sony Walkman.
Sony Walkman.
Your iPhone magically goes back in time 30 years.
Because you know what? The music definitely fits.
Sounds like it, right?
Oh, yeah. I got some horrible songs.
Right, because you got Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates playing.
I absolutely do.
I actually have their greatest hits on my...
Didn't we go through my top 20?
No, we're going to go into something else.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your top 20.
I just want to tell you my top 20 songs.
I don't want to hear.
I know you don't, but this is the only time I get to do something important. The top
20... I think we should run down them real quick.
All right, our top 25 played. This means that they are played the most. Knock on Wood, that's that Jackie Disco song. Calling All Angels, Born This Way, Possum Kingdom, Kickstart My Heart, Here I Go, Again on My Own, Pumped Up Kicks, Any Way You Want It, So Many Men, So Little Time, Straight Outta Compton, Thunderstruck, Animal, Always On My Mind, Republica, which I do love that song, Let It Be, Born to Be Alive, Killing in the Name, Come Sail Away, Highway to Hell, Fortune Son, Somebody Told Me, Saga on the Loose, of course.
Saga on the Loose.
Bodies, and Duran Duran, A View to a Kill. Those are my top 25 songs.
You know what? You know what, Mikey boy? That's a pretty good list, man.
Thanks, pal.
So, in other words, it tracks your top 25 songs?
It says that this fag... Oh, I can't use fag. I'm sorry.
Right. I don't know what you're thinking.
Plays those horrible songs every time he jogs.
So, can I... Oh, wait a minute. What do you do?
Recently played. You go to playlists. Your top 25. Playlist. You go to top 25 songs.
Top 25 most played?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it says shuffle, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Don't shuffle.
No, it just says shuffle. So it has...
Yeah, we go
but,
up and down. Well, yeah.
But it's not in... It's just top 20. It's
those
not in
the
any
songs
order.
Songs that your Walkman says that are your top 25.
Okay, but it's
songs.
Not like there's a number one. It's just the top 25.
Those are the songs that you play the most or you're... Seem to be played the most.
Kenny, you want to hear mine?
Sure.
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
That's number one?
No. There's no number one. It's just Poles Apart by Pink Floyd. Let Your Love Flow by the Bellamy Brothers.
That's an awkward
one. AIR, Spreading the Disease by Anthrax. But that's only because that's the first song on it, so it comes on all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that one doesn't count. A song, Porky, which is a song by Kyle's band from Beverwick Road. That it's one of my favorite songs of all time. Bowling for Behave, which is a Drew Boogie thing with Anthony Cumia from the Opie and Anthony show. Lost for Words, Pink Floyd. Keep Talking, Pink Floyd. Acapulco by the Jazz by Neil Diamond. But that's because that's the second song, so sometimes it goes to that.
Hey, Acapulco.
Hey, Acapulco.
That's where I'll find you.
Then I got a couple more.
Dun, dun, dun. That's a good tune.
What Do You Want From Me by Floyd, Take It Back by Floyd, Keep Talking by Floyd, Abacab by Genesis, because that's the third song on the top, so that one came up. Another Pink Floyd coming back to life.
Oh, yeah, a lot of Pink Floyd.
I've been on a Pink Floyd Division Bell lately.
Well, White Ass Brent just put in a chat room, take your piss break now, everyone.
The Ballad of Billy the Kid by Joel. Captain Jack by Billy Joel. Night on Disco Mountain from the Saturday Night Fever track. Man. High Hopes, Pink Floyd. Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath. Kiss on My List by Hall & Oates.
You're making fun of me.
Maneater. Hall & Oates.
Oh, my God.
It's One of Those Nights by the Partridge Family.
Wow.
Country Boner by Pucifer. Wow. Allentown by Billy Joel. And I Speed at Night by Ronnie Dio.
Wow, you just fucking hit real.
I hit a rock bottom and I had a high and a low.
There's some hidden treasures in that mix. Phew. Allentown's a hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure. Ballad of Billy the Kid.
Tear up during that video.
Which one?
Allentown. Where the troop is in the wheelchair.
Oh, here we go. This is. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the word. Genericization refers to when a brand dominates its market and its name becomes synonymous with competitors' products. Genericization. Yep. We learned something new on the Conti and Kenny show.
Thank you for that.
Genericization. Thank you, White Ass Brent.
He's always a smart man.
Let me tell you something. I got to say right now, we have some amazing listeners. I like to call, you know what? I'm going to go a combination of me because of my low self-esteem and Kenny. I'm calling them listeners and fans because of Kenny, and I'm calling them pals because I don't think we have fans. I just think we have some people that are friends with us that listen to the show. But we got some badass fucking guys out there. Now, last week you were not here. I don't know if you heard the show from last week.
No, I was.
Kenny went on a rant about homeless people, and Kenny was showing his true heartless side by which some people, if they make bad decisions, now why do I got to give them $5 because they made bad decisions in their lives? And I had reminded him of a rant he did years ago where he...
I have no sympathy for homeless male dudes. homeless mothers with family, you know, with kids and stuff, totally different.
So what you're saying is that
homeless
you can work,
women, you know, different. Sure. I have no sympathy for homeless, able-bodied. Even if you have a mental illness,
if you can work, you can work, right, Kenny? If you're able to work, you should be working.
Yeah, if you're able to walk, you should. Yes, if you think, right?
He's saying that. Look, if you made that many bad decisions in your life that you're 45 years old and you're making $6 an hour, that's not my problem. All right, that was what Getty was saying, and I had reminded him that he went on a similar rant like 4 or 5 years ago, and somewhere in this rant, he blurts out the phrase "No jacket for you." Okay, not sure what the fuck he was talking about, but it had something to do with a cold homeless person.
I like it.
"No fuck, no jacket for you."
I like that expression.
So
that,
I brought this up and said, "Hey, Kenny, listen, this was no." And literally, Kenny started laughing because he was like, "No shit, no jacket for you." I remember that. You got to be kidding me. Well, I get an email. I think it was yesterday from one of our listeners. I call him a pal, and he sends me a message, and this is the first thing it says. In quotes, "No jacket for you" is an old June 8th episode called "Arrival of the Creep." And I'm like, how the and I found out it's June 8th, 2009. So I'm thinking, you know, like, how do you even know that?
Yeah.
And he told me the date, and he said, "I heard the podcast, and I have an old hard drive." So does that mean he's got, because if that's the case, I'm probably going to have to go to this guy, our pal. You know, I don't know if he wants his name on there, so
like
I'm not going to say
anything. This is like a Star Trek fan that knows more than the cast.
I don't know, but I found it amazing.
That's,
so now I want to go and find this episode and get the "No Jacket for You" reference. You know, get the whole rant.
I like it. I like this. This fan is no joke,
dude. No
He's
joke.
Like Yoda. He knows how to do this shit.
Yoda.
Does he have like a handle? Does he have a call sign or something? You'd say.
No, because it's Facebook, so it's his real name. So
it's
I don't want to use his real name. But if you're listening, and I'll go with TJ, all right? Because that's his initials. If you want to call in, dude, please call in. 330-227-4643. We would welcome the phone call. Just to know, like, you know, like, how do you know, like, how long you've been listening to the show and blah, blah, blah.
Crazy.
So we get that. Then the other day, we get Colorado Dickhead, who does the great meme of the hand jerking off thing. I could mention White Ass Brent every week.
No, that's the thing.
Brent is an animal. Brent helps me personally. He's always, like, he remembers stuff, and, you know, he's just a great dude. Yeah. And because he knows, he listens to so many programs that I always take what he says a little bit more. Like, if my sister calls, I'll be like, "That was a really great show."
No, he's a true asset to you.
Aficionado. Of the podcast world.
Is that word again for the company that the name takes over?
Oh, genericization.
He might be a genericization.
He may be the genericization of a podcast listener.
Yeah, he might.
So we had that, and of course we had, Brent doing that, Colorado Dickhead doing that. Then we get Dave Ingram. Now, Kenny, you have not seen or heard this. But Dave Ingram, just a couple hours ago, sent me a message on Facebook. And, dude, I don't know what he's doing, why he's doing this, but I have to admire why. But he in on the post, it says, I'll read it right now. Give me a second. It's, come on, here we go. It says, "Funny what I stumble upon when I type your name into YouTube." Now, that's what Ingram sends me. And Kenny, he sends me something on YouTube. It's called Ebri Knight, as in like the knight, you know, like a knight in shining armor. La Pala Vacara. And it's called Conti Medieval Song. There is a song called the Conti Medieval Song, and wait till you hear this thing, dude. I'm going to play it for you real quick, all right?
Yeah, 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 let's hear this fucking thing.
Dude, it's so weird.
Temps era temps hi havia en un poblet medieval un baró de mala geia que tothom volia mal. amb carrossa d'or i plata, passejava tot sopert.
It gets better.
Pel seu terme que moria d'esquifit i famolenc. Xics i grans mig morts de gana li sortien al seu pas, demanant-li amb ulls plorosos que tingués d'ells pietat.
Coming up, think of The Departed.
Reia i burleta els cridava amb veu de tro.
Here we go.
A pencar males abelles necessito molt més d'or.
What the fuck just happened? Kenny, are we watching The Departed? Is this the Dropkick? Is this the Dropkick Maltesanos? The Dropkick Maltesanos? Come on, people, that's good.
I got you. I got you.
So this is.
That sounds more like Romanian or something.
Yeah, is it more Romanian? It's got this polka thing going on, right? So I have a song, the Conti Medieval song. Ah, hurrah. Sounds like Johnny Come Marching Home, right? Johnny.
I burleta els cridava amb veu de tro. A jugava tu a l'olla que m'agrada aquest joc.
Dude, I don't know one word they're saying. I don't know one word. It sounds like it's Italian, Jewish, and Irish. Because it's got the machana, machana.
That's a nice mix.
Right?
It's got the accordion and stuff in the background, too.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. But I know my name is attached to it. Dave Ingram found it.
Però ell somreia i burleta els cridava amb veu de tro. Us faré tallar una orella si escolteu el trobador.
The name of the translation of the name of the song is I'm sick of driving this cab in Manhattan.
It's just, it doesn't it sound like a bank robbery that went wrong? Like when they start when the two guys are doing it, they're like it's like two fucking foreigners screaming at each other, and you don't know what they're saying. It's just weird, man.
Yeah,
and the B side to this one is I have more roaches. I have more children than roaches. I like take a sheep and fuck it up the ass, but I do it by myself in the prairie where no one can see me. I do it by myself. Sometimes I YouTube it and I get in trouble.
What's he talking about?
I think my cab driver has this song.
Hey, if you got into a cab and they started playing this song, you'd be like, this guy's okay.
Have you ever noticed, like, sometimes kids of parents from foreign countries will listen to, like, zany music like
yes.
this?
Yeah, you raised differently. When your parents were not born in this country, you're raised a tad differently.
Like,
they'll play
something like this, and, you know,
you'd be all right, culture. Especially in the Greek culture.
Greeks have no problems playing their music.
No, not at all.
Spanish, too.
Oh, yeah,
zero
Spanish,
problems.
Too. Italians, they might go with the Sinatra and Dean Martin Americanized thing.
Jews are playing nothing.
Right.
My people have nothing. And we have all the people that sing and all the entertainment world, but we don't have any. We have Neil Diamond and Barbara. I guess that's it, right?
I think that's it. But, yeah, that was the Conti Medieval song. If you put my name in YouTube, apparently this song comes up. I'm proud to say that I'm part of that.
Pretty good. You have a legacy. Yeah.
My name is Van Helsing. I like to kill vampires. And I only eat the guts of anything I kill.
I don't
make a sandwich. They just put it in a stew. My mother always makes me eat it like a Jew. I don't know what that means.
Jew does rhyme with everything, though, doesn't it?
That was so stupid.
I thought you were going to throw a bro potato in there somewhere.
That was so stupid. It still made me laugh.
the Jew bomb was the highlight of it.
The Jew bomb, yeah. The Jew bomb was hilarious.
That's what makes everything funny.
Yeah, so it's like, I just want to say to the few... guys that are just amazing. You know, guys like Dave Ingram, White Ass Brent, Colorado Dickhead, our listener, who I don't want to say his name, TJ, who who supposedly, I might have to work with this guy and be like, dude, you have an old hard drive with all of our old shows? Because it's tough. From June of 2009.
How did somebody even find that?
I don't know. But from our first show in 05 to June of 2009, I can't really get a hold of them because they're not in this studio. They're in our old studios, and I don't even know how to get in touch with the guy. So this guy, TJ.
He's a real deal.
Dude, I mean.
That's a fan for
life. That's a fan. Like I don't. As much as I have, I'm an egomaniac, and I have this egomania thing, but I honestly don't think we have fans. I think we have, like, I look at everybody who listens to the show that comes in the chat rooms as kind of pals who I really haven't met
you're
personally.
You're basically talking to your friends.
Yes.
I understand
really think of that because, you know, we're not the Stern Show or Opie and Anthony Show or these major, big, huge shows that have like millions of listeners.
But
so I literally think there's like 30 people listening, and somehow through somebody else, they all know me or know Kenny.
I'll tell you though, after you show the amount of shorts and the way you guys, you have a lot more than you think.
Yeah, it's you know, weird.
It's very weird.
It's very weird.
It's weird when they reach out to me. Like I'm just, you know, the guy that comes on once in a while, and I've had about 5 or 6 people reach out to me.
To say, hey, you know it's, please stop coming on the show.
They said, you suck. You bring nothing to the show. Why are they bringing you? They feel bad for you? Okay, we heard about the toy drive.
Dude, we get it.
Yeah, okay.
You're a good dude. You're a police officer who's not a raving lunatic.
You made me laugh about one time. You told us your whole life story. Don't want to hear it anymore.
So I want to just say thank you, all you guys, for actually listening to this show long enough. Like, who the hell? I don't know.
I think it all started when I came on.
Let's see. White Ass Brand. Conti Medieval is a Greek song from the 1975 by the Esquirols. The version you play, I think, is an updated version. Oh, okay.
Doesn't it sound a little bit like dreidel, 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 la da 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 da?
I'm telling you, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. It's got like a Jewish thing and an Italian thing, but now it's a Greek song. So they were speaking Greek, but it's Conti Medieval.
Isn't Conti an Italian name though?
Yeah. Great. Maybe they were just a little jealous. They wanted somebody with a little bit more hair on their back.
Conti's a nice
Greek. I like it up my ass. Anything you put up there, even broken glass.
That was very good.
You're an idiot.
I'm just trying to rhyme.
Yes, I noticed that. You're like, you know what you are? You're a rapper at 8 years old. You're doing really, really bad raps.
But why am I liking them so much, though? I enjoy every one of them.
Kenny, that is my first name. Oh, shut up, who knows? It's so silly.
But you are to blame. Yeah. I'm the Betty White of hip-hop.
You're the old woman in Wedding Singer doing the, and the hip, a hop, a hippie-dippy. You know that woman's still alive and she's 100 years old?
Is she really?
She's the old woman who was giving Adam Sandler piano lessons in The Wedding Singer, was born in 1913. She is 100 years old, and she is still kicking. Kicking it, yo.
I don't know about kicking. She
might be moving a toe. She may not be kicking. But, yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry, and one more thing. Rich in Arizona. You know Rich in Arizona, right?
Sure.
Rich in Arizona sent me a message today saying he heard Kenny on the Daytime Divas or the Lust and Love show.
No, it was Lust and Love.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Same show. One's during the day, one's during the nighttime, but it's two different shows. So they can fool some people, but they can't fool me. And you were telling them the story about when from the old show when Zool called in. I don't know if you know Zool. Zool was a friend of the show, a friend of ours who's no longer friends with anybody. He went off the fucking deep end. But he was calling in the show, and at the time you had your, you know, people put their cameras on them. We had that chat room where we could look at different people's chat. And he lived right on the beach. And he was hanging out with some dude that he just met, like, you know, partying and stuff. Uh-huh. And he's hanging out, And he's like, yeah, man, we're just hanging out listening to the show. And the guy's like, yeah, you know, whatever. And now Zool passes out from drinking. And we see him passed out, like, on the couch. And the guy gets on
No, he was on the floor in the kitchen.
He was on the floor,
right,
yes.
Right up to
the
next to the sink.
He had, like, a webcam thing going.
Okay. Right. And
so you
Zool
can watch your fans.
Yeah. While they, you know, and whatever. And Zool was passed out on the floor, drunk, with this stranger in his house. Who we just met. So the guy gets onto the camera. And
they said they had gone fishing or something like that.
Right.
They met on the beach.
Yeah, you know, and whatever. So he gets on the fucking camera and starts going, hey, your friend is passed out. He's pissed drunk. Guy's a fucking asshole. And he goes, and he starts telling us that he's like, I'm robbing his whole fucking place.
That's fucking
and
priceless.
I'm going to piss on him. And we're like, dude, you can't fucking piss on this guy. Do not do it, dude. He turns. We don't see his dick, but you can tell he's urinating on him. And we're like, what the fuck? Yeah. And he's going, fuck this guy, fucking. And he's being a real complete scumbag. So we kind of stopped.
I stayed on the air, and we decided that we thought it was funny in the beginning, and then it turned into, holy shit. We got to, you know, this kind of, this might be, you've heard radio shows where, you know, Stern talked to a guy off the bridge or something like that.
I remember
you know
that,
I mean?
Right, and that really did, and from what I gathered, the stuff really happened, but we were just like, you know what?
That's what it started turning into that, the vibe. We was like, all right, let's stay on the air, you know what I mean? And I'll stay on the air with James and Bob, and then Joe goes and calls the cops.
I literally went and called the cops.
You gotta call the cops
down in that town, down the shore, and I don't know. I forget if we had Zool's address or not. I think we did, and somehow the cops did find his house and went to his house. Now we were sitting there talking to this guy the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like right, Kenny. Weren't we on the phone with him the whole time?
A lot of it we were just watching.
Watching,
right? See him milling around. It looked like he was starting to steal shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like he'd go into frame and out of frame, and Zool's still not a movement.
he was dead. Yeah. We didn't know.
Yeah, that's
it was
shame
freaky.
On him, but what are you going to do? You're drunk.
It was freaky. Well, what we ended up finding out, cops did go there, and it was all a gag. Zool was in on the gag.
Really?
He planned this out. And he, but now we sent, when we found this out, we were like, dude, how did you do it with the guy? Was there a water bottle with the urinating? He goes, no, I told him to piss on me. He went with the gag. It was like Andy Kaufman-ish. It was so like, all right, I'm not going to just play around. We're going to go all out.
Taking it to the extreme.
Right. So Rich in Arizona, who's a friend of the all the shows, he's like kind of like a, I don't know, like a family member of the more like radio community, the whole station. He was like, that is an episode you have to find, and that you got to put on shorts too. So we're getting all these guys who are trying to help us put on a better show. And like trying to say, I didn't mean it like that, but I'm saying like, you know what? Hey, listen, that sounds like a really good thing to put on the Conti County shorts. You know what I mean?
All of this stuff happened before a lot of these guys started listening. So they would love, just as their own entertainment, would love to hear all this stuff, the stuff that we tell stories about.
Right.
They want to hear it. So I think it's really, really important that we kind of try to dig this stuff up.
Yeah, we have to try to figure out a way to find the old shows. We can definitely find the ones up until June 2009. Because that's when we started here. And I know Frank has all the shows. So all we need is a date from certain things. Like fucking TJ who gave us the date for the one with June 8th. The one with the no jacket for you. So, you know, I got the date already. Now I just got to go find the file. So it was cool that we have guys that are like, hey, listen, we really like the show, and you should do this. You know what I mean? Like, I welcome any of that, and I welcome these guys. Dude, if he lives close enough, I would welcome him to come down to the studio anybody who lives close enough who's a fan of the show and they want to come down and hang out, that would be cool because I think we'd have more questions for them. They know about us.
I'll say the last fan that you had here, he works, you know him really well, knew more about me than I knew about myself.
Oh, Eric, right?
Yeah.
The bald guy. Yeah,
that was fucking amazing.
Yeah, he's been listening to the show for a couple of years, and he listens every week.
He actually corrected me on something.
And I was like, about you?
Yeah. I was very amazed, I have to say.
Yeah, he listens to almost all the shows on More Like Radio. He probably knows more about all of the More Like Radio hosts than themselves, you know? But I'm guessing that's what a lot of people do. People find a network or a show or a group of shows that they like, and they latch onto them.
I wish everybody would come to my work and like me.
Would they? Do you really?
I would treat everybody nice if they came and visited me at work.
I don't know. I'm guessing not.
No, I really would.
I'm just saying.
It'd be nice.
I'm guessing not.
How about all those shows, in Orangeburg? Well, we've talked about it before. I just reminisce, you know, where me showing up high on cocaine. I disappear for 45 minutes. I come back with a riot helmet and a Darth Vader cape and proceeded to not be able to do the rest of the show
because
I couldn't speak.
That was during the karaoke night with Big A. And we had like 20 people in the studio up in Nyack in the theater. Which was ridiculous. We're in a theater. It was like a 50-seat theater.
That's where I first met you guys. No, you.
At the theater?
Yeah, I went there.
Oh, you did? Who'd you go with?
I went with Kenny.
Oh, okay.
I was very nervous.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
I didn't really make any dent into that.
No, I didn't know who you were.
I didn't think you were very nice to me.
I probably didn't like you.
Cornax in the chat just goes, most of us just have no lives, so we make do.
I don't care what the reason is. It helps.
I give two shits while you listen.
So.
And Marianne said they're not the same show, you dildo.
Yes, they are.
Lust and Love. And
bunch of broads yapping. It's all the same. Yap, yap, yap. Dude, I'll just tell you real quick. Yesterday, me and my girlfriend were going down the shore, right? And it was around 2 o'clock or so, and we're leaving, and we got about 5 minutes from the house. We had about an hour of ride, and it was nice out.
Yeah.
Sun's out, and we had the windows down, the sunroof up, driving the Benzo, you know what I mean, Ken?
The new car.
Yeah, driving around in the Benz. And we get about a mile from the house, and I go to her, and I said, you know what? Before we, like, once we get on the road, find a gas station, pop in. Get a couple drinks. In other words, soda, water, you know.
Soft drink.
And she goes, oh, no. I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? she nicks that like I said the most absurd thing you could imagine. The way she said it, she was like, ah, no.
Is it the car? Can I get her snooty?
No. I don't know what she was thinking, but you would have thought I said, hey, listen, let's pick up a couple of midgets, have sex with them, and drop them off in an orphanage. Like, it was the weirdest thing I'd ever heard for me to go, we're going to stop at a gas station and get a couple drinks. She's like, ah, no. I'm like, what are you knowing about?
Yeah,
we're getting, want to get a couple of vitamin water for the ride down. Yeah. It was the weirdest thing. It was
like
the
you're
weirdest.
Not drinking in her car,
but it, no,
or
because
is it the location.
No, it was.
It's
nothing.
Not like you were asking for an egg cream or a sarsaparilla.
Exactly. Yes, it wasn't
goddamn orange juice.
It's exactly it. We drink in the car. They have cup holders in the new cars.
Slow you down the ride?
No, we were ahead of the game. We left we gave ourselves an hour window for traffic, so there was no issue.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
Angry?
It wasn't. No, it was a no. Like I said something absurd.
Yeah,
not angry. It wasn't like no. It was a no. And it was the weirdest thing for me.
She was telling you no.
Yeah,
you
but why did she
hydrated?
Say no?
I don't know.
And why did she say no? Like she owns a Mercedes. Oh, wait, she does own a Mercedes.
No. It wasn't like snooty. It was like if you said, dude, let's go find some aliens and then we'll take a ride on their ship. And you're like, no. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's not happening.
Stupid.
Right. That's almost like that's impossible.
So she was talking down to you.
Were you
on
your way down?
Yeah, we were on our way down.
That's why.
Why?
That's why. Because she's already pressed for time. Yeah. She might have been running late herself.
No, we weren't. No, that's the thing. I thought it was that too, but we weren't. We had
where she's like, no, we're going.
We had
we gotta
go. Right. We had 2 hours. To get it to go to an hour. In other words, okay. We had to be there around 4:30. It was 2:30. So there was plenty of time. We purposely
and you're
left
going south.
And we're going south.
There's no one going south.
There was nobody, you know, no. So it was that no. Like it was
really?
The most
like a parent telling their kid you're not going to get any toys.
Like if a kid said, "Hey mommy, I'm going to go
jump
off
the roof.
Yeah, a 10-year-old go, "Mommy, I'm gonna drive your car around the block." No. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you're
ridiculous. Like, "Hey, that guy's got his nuts out. Go grab his dick." No.
No. It was
Are
so
you overhearing the conversations
weird.
I have with my wife?
So I just thought that was one of the weirder things. Like it wasn't like a fight or anything. I giggled. I laughed. I go, "You just said that." Like I said the most absurd thing
and what'd
ever.
You say about
we laughed about it. Completely.
Did she
never
tell you why she said
no, she never said why. Because we were laughing. Because I was making a joke about it. You know.
Brent wants to know if you got roadhead in the car yet.
In the Mercedes?
Yeah.
No.
Hey babe, can I have a little roadhead as I'm driving down the street?
Are you allowed to drive the car?
Yeah. She. In fact, whenever we go out in the car, she lets me drive it.
Yeah, I'm the bitch. I don't drive.
Really?
Never.
I always drive. She's a good driver. She's a good driver. She's never gotten into an accident, and she knows where the fuck she's going. She's got a good sense of direction. So it's not like she drives. You know what it is, dude? She drives to make me feel like I'm a man. She lets me feel like I'm a man.
I hear you. I like
you
that.
You know? It's just cool.
My wife begs me to drive, and and I have no sense of direction. I'm just a nightmare. I hate driving.
Yeah, I got to ask her about the old roadhead.
Yeah, Cornax said, "Joe, it's like not being allowed to eat fast food in your uncle's Camaro when you're a kid." that's pulling up something from him, huh?
And like an El Camino, yeah. it's like
I don't understand why she did all this though. It was annoying.
It was just one thing. No,
it's soaked us.
It was hilarious.
I mean, it is hilarious.
It was actually funny. It didn't cause an issue. We didn't have a fight.
She's
a
little teaser. She hazed me on little Fox Bravo.
What'd she do?
She just like makes funny comments on some of my posts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She slid right in there.
She can be a smartass.
Yeah,
she
slid in there nicely.
She's very trepidatious she's being a smartass.
I have no idea what that means, but she does make fun of me.
In other words, she's weary about goofing on people because
good.
She's very
she feels comfortable.
Insecure.
No, she's not with me.
Did that thing about and I know which one you're talking about. Mike put a post out that says, "Hey, I made somebody laugh today," and. And then my girlfriend put, finally
took long enough.
When she was typing and she goes, "Is that too mean? Because I like Mike." I'm like,
"Too mean."
I'm like, "No, you could smash him. You could smash him until his head is caved in. Yeah. You never have to worry about being too mean to Mike." Yeah. But that's how she is. Like, even that, she's like,
I love when people like say, "I hope I'm not going to offend him."
You know what I told her? I said, "Put a smiley face after it."
LOL makes everything right.
LOL or a smiley face makes
hope
it.
Hope you die, Kike. LOL.
LOL.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Oh, she put an LOL. Isn't that cute? Put a smiley face.
I do a smiley face. That's
look
thing.
At the pretty little dog she put at the end of that.
That's exactly
I can't
it.
Get mad.
Nope, you can't.
What about when they put, like, Marianne just put in, the little tongue sticking out?
That makes
like,
everything
is
right,
is
too,
it just
Kenny.
Giving me,
it's a little joke.
Yeah, they give me. They just giving me a raspberry, or are they really mad at me, or
no,
something?
No.
Or, you know, not Marianne herself, but like that symbol with the two dots and the P. You
oh,
know what I, mean?
I thought there's actual pictures now you could use on your phone. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, of course. But I never know. I can't judge them.
The smiley face with a wink is always nice.
Oh, the winky smile. Yeah. I only do it with the actual. With the semicolon and the
I don't know
parentheses.
How to do all that. I'm a mess.
I don't have the actual smiley faces, so
I
just
can't,
do them.
I'm not sending anyone with a fucking wink.
I'm not going to send
a smiley face.
I agree
face.
With Kenny. I will do
wink.
It, though. I'm guilty of a lot of stupid things.
I didn't call it stupid. It's just something I don't feel comfortable doing.
But I can't do it.
Yeah, you should say that about drinking.
But I can't do it on text messaging. I can only do it on Facebook. The little winkies.
Oh, yeah?
The pictures, yeah.
All right. Yeah. You know what? Kenny, do you know that there is a Stooges Museum?
No.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Where?
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
You know what? You're right. I've seen it.
I was told. I keep forgetting to bring this up. Tony, Cigars and Scotch, Tony from the Unlearn with Rich and Tony show on Tuesdays. He told me he saw the Stooges Museum.
Yes.
He went to it?
No, I did not go to it. He told me
about it. Did he go to it? Or he
just
saw it?
Yes.
Oh, no shit.
He went to it. I think we got to do it once you get back, Mr.
Jet Setter?
Yeah, whatever. we need to make a road trip. We got to take a road trip to Hershey. It's only about what?
Oh, that's a great
An hour
one.
And a half?
It's a perfect time to go, too.
Right?
Yeah.
And we got to go to the Stooges Museum.
I would fucking love that.
Yep.
That's like headquarters.
Because that's what he was like, dude, I just
found
out
there's
one. I'll
take it a step further. You should call them up. And
right.
And I could smooth them because I'm excellent at that.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
And say, have a show there.
Have a show there? Yeah. Well, if we do, we would have to do one with, we have to bring Otto. Because Otto, between Otto and Kenny, they're the two biggest Stooges fans
I
know.
So let's work on that.
That could be cool. Yeah. Oh, I just got a message from Eric, the guy who knows
everything.
Yeah, and he has a message for Mike. He has a message for you. He says, I'm listening now. What's going on over there, Kenny?
Nothing.
What's going on? Because it's... You're not doing anything?
No. I pulled away from the mic real fast. That might be it.
Oh, okay.
I leaned back in my chair.
Oh, okay. Eric sent you a message there, Mike. Yeah. Says, I'm listening now, and tell Mike he owes me a PBA card. Or an SBA card.
Tell him I'll give him an ASPA card.
ASPCA card.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, I will.
All right.
You know what? It's nothing kinder than knowing that there's someone out there that knows more about you than yourself.
Is it good, right?
And he is a good man, and I will give him that card.
All righty.
He earned it, tell him.
Very
thank
cool.
you.
All right. But yeah, there's a Stooges Museum, and we have to look this up and either take a road trip or, because that would be great. Like, you know, getting Otto, Johnny O.
Oh, get Peterson,
yep.
Johnny O.
Yep.
Maybe you know what? They got Hershey Park out there. Maybe even make a night of it. Get a hotel, couple
Hershey
of hotel
Park
rooms.
Has a lot of fun events for grown-ups.
Oh, yeah? Does it?
Yes.
I've never been there. I've
been there
I've
a
seen
few
it.
Times.
You could see it right off
yeah,
of the highway.
I would
highway.
Say that it's actually, it's like, not saying the perfect place, but it's good. It's
Hershey Park
passed,
is in Pennsylvania.
I passed it going to Pittsburgh.
It's no
I
secrets,
it.
But it's good.
It's no secrets.
No, but yeah. They have like concerts and stuff, and I'll look into maybe they do a show there. They don't know. You just say I'm doing a show there.
Yeah, or maybe we can
set
at least
up.
You know we maybe go to it and you know we would have a I'm getting a new portable mic from Cousin Joe. That's one of those picks up everything and. You know, we could just bullshit about it and walk around and, you know, maybe play clips of it on the show at the very least.
At the least, yeah.
But, yeah, that sounds cool, man. You know, a nice road trip Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm in. Hopefully I can take my vacation before I got to go to Houston in a couple of weeks.
You got to go to Houston?
Yeah, a couple of 3 weeks, 4 weeks, somewhere around there.
Okay. That sounds good. All right.
I'd love to see the Stooges Museum. Well, what the fuck?
How cool would that be?
We just Googled them
there's,
at work.
There's I told you, the guy on my Facebook, it's the Stooges Archives. If anybody's a Stooges fan, go on my Facebook, and I post his stuff all the time. And I reached out to him, and I said, hey, remember I said, hey, you know, I want to put you on the show. We do a show where big Stooges fans. But he's like, no, I don't really do that. I just like, you know, I'm a Stooges fan, and I just post. He finds old archive footage. Old pictures. It's really, really cool. He just finds shit from, you know, like their personal lives and shit. And he doesn't want to be on the air, but he posts a ton of stuff, which is awesome.
Now, Kenny, were you a fan of the new Stooge movie?
No. No. Excuse me. I'm about to puke. Excuse me. No. I was not a fan of it when it was first happening because I figured it would be a disaster. It should not have been done, but I found out the Farrelly brothers were doing it. So I said, all right, I like the Farrelly brothers. I love the Farrelly brothers.
You're going to be more tolerant to it, right?
Love the Farrelly brothers. And when I watched it a few times, I wasn't completely upset with it because they kept they weren't just doing impressions. They kind of kept the Stooges kind of a theme. You know what I mean? It wasn't a complete disaster.
I think the Mo character, the Mo story, or whatever, was stupid.
Completely stupid. You got people. You got the people from the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that
you know what I mean?
Everything.
There's Curly a Stooges movie. It's got Michael Chiklis plays Curly.
Yeah, I heard that was really good because it was more of a.
It was more than behind the scenes. It was a movie about them, like a drama.
It was a movie about them. It wasn't a Stooges movie. It was a movie about the three guys or all the guys.
See, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a retrospective. It was you know, like a movie about them.
I always hear that Mo was the serious Stooge, and that's like. That'd be funny saying that, but it's literally true, right there, Kenny? That Mo was very serious and Larry was a degenerate gambler?
Oh, I don't know.
There's all kinds of stories. I mean, Curly, you know, he had like all kinds of seizures and
He died young, too, right?
One thing that I never realized until Otto brought it up to me is they were all like 5'1".
Yeah, really? They're all tiny.
Yeah, if you actually pay
little Stooges, huh?
Little Jewish
pay attention to a Stooges short and watch them run around the other actors.
You know
they're
great,
tiny
right
guys. And Roy Black on crack in the chat room. I was happy that the gay guy from Nancy and Grace got work after that show.
Yeah, what did he do ever? That's the only role he was good at.
He did a great Larry Fine.
He's never done anything else.
Yeah, he actually did a good Larry. Will Sasso did a pretty good Curly, but I by no means would get behind it. You know what I mean? But it happened. What are you going to do? A fucking Stooges movie shouldn't be more than 15 minutes. You've got one short, one commercial, boom, 15, 12 minutes. Everything's wrapped up. There's heroes. There's villains. There's pie fights.
That's all in this little short.
No, you're right. I remember in school when it rained, we used to watch the Stooges shorts because we weren't allowed outside during recess. They would watch the Stooge movies.
Yeah, my grandmother used to. My grandmother used to catch me watching. She would beat me up. Not bad.
Like a Stooge, or like really beat you up.
Yeah, no, would she actually go whoop 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 when she hit you?
No, she would. I would be in this one little spare room off the parlor. And I had a TV, and it had a red bat phone, which it didn't even have a plug. You know the phones that, the phone jack, it was just hardwired right into the wall.
For anybody listening that's under the age of 25, explain them what a parlor is.
I don't even know what a parlor is either.
People are not going to know what a parlor is.
Yeah, I thought a barbershop? What the hell's a parlor?
No, we have the living room in the parlor. The parlor is the side room. You take a side room where you have a TV and you kind of have your lounge chair.
We call that den. The Jews call it dens.
It's like a...
Your living room would be our den. We're all fucked up.
It was where my grandfather and grandma would go to watch their programs.
Is it a smaller than the family room?
What's that?
Is this like a smaller family room?
Yes, smaller family. Like usually you just got a couch and your grandfather's
couch and
chair.
Television, and that's it. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's where they would go. And instead of breaking out the big, they didn't have a big TV in the living room. They had a TV in the parlor.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got you.
The parlor.
So you go to the parlor, and but I'd have the other room on the other side, and my grandmother would be doing something, and it would be Channel 9 or something on the weekends, and I'd go and watch the Stooges, and she'd kick the shit out of me. Not really. She would just smack me a bunch of times on the back.
She
wouldn't even smack me in my
much?
Ass. She'd smack me in the middle of my back.
Why would she hit you though?
Come on, hit the ass.
Did she ever tell you why she hit you?
What's that?
Did she ever say why she was hitting you?
Yeah, because she said if you keep watching that, you're going to try that on your brother and you're going to kill him.
Yeah, that's a good call. She was right. I thought maybe she had something going on, one of the Stooges, and hated them or something.
You should have seen the scramble that my grandfather and me would be in the parlor, and we'd be watching Benny Hill. And when he heard her footsteps coming, to see him, he's lounged in his lounge chair all the way laid back. The fucking speed that he would snap up and grab that cable controller with the cord that had the knob on the right-hand side, and you had to press the buttons for the numbers. He would jam on that thing like fucking the beginning of a Mozart song, like ba-dang, just to get a different channel on the fucking TV.
Kind of like hitting 3, 5, and 7?
Yeah. He would hear her coming. He would snap up out of his chair and fucking hit every button to get Benny Hill off. Because really? Me and him, you know, I'm fucking five,
so did his wife.
Old. Yeah, and he wasn't allowed to watch it. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Benny
Hill.
Me
and him fond of Benny Hill.
Now, Benny Hill was like Jack material for me when the hot chicks with the big boobs came out.
Yeah. Oh, so, it was for my grandfather,
brutal.
Too.
My first, that was my first hard-on television.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, that was, I was like 11 years old going, oh, my God, I don't know why this is so great. But, you know, you would just sit there with a raging fucking redder, and it was just ridiculous,
Three's Company.
That and Gilligan's Island with Ginger. Ooh. Ginger was my one of the first ones that I'm just like, I just want to rub my television, and you get like a little bit of a carpet shock on your
front
of your penis touching the screen.
How about Magic Garden? Those two aces.
I remember watching Magic Garden, but I don't remember like.
I wanted to stick it in the story
them.
Box so bad.
The chuckle patch.
Oh my god. That was my first.
I don't even remember. Let's see. Remember the Magic Garden, Kenny?
Absolutely, 100%. I was homeschooled, so I was home at the time.
That and Romper Room. You ever watch that, Kenny?
Yeah, it was Romper Room. It was, you know, you always look for your name at the end.
Hold on, let me see.
Open up the window, listen to the wind blow. Pardon us, the garden, us is where we'll be. Come along, if you please, sing a song. Bumblebees, me and you, you and me. One big happy family, then you and us together. Happy as a feather.
Wow, they were cute.
Yeah, the one had like the ponytail. Or the,
yeah, they both looked like they were in the Manson family.
Put on the Chuckle Patch song.
Come and see our garden grow, hello.
They're still alive. They go on tour.
Yeah, no, I forget who was talking. Maybe it was O&A.
Was there a Chuckle Patch?
That they're still around.
Yeah, they still do tours. Yeah, they do. We Googled that at work, and they go on tour still.
Karnak, my first hard-on was Jessica Rabbit. Sue me.
I'll give him that, Jessica Rabbit. I never saw the movie, but I mean...
What movie was that?
Roger Rabbit.
It was with
the
Bob
cartoon?
Hoskins or whatever.
The cartoon girl was hot.
All right, let's hear the Chuckle Patch real quick. Does it have a theme song?
It's okay.
What would the Magic Garden be without the...
Oh, no, I'm at the story box. The story box song.
Story box. Okay.
The story box song. It was such a great show.
Story box.
Back then, there was a I forget. It was the Electric Company. It was Land of the Lost. Romper Room.
Shazam.
Magic Garden.
ISIS. And remember Shazam and ISIS.
Squiggly, or Sea Monster. Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That was on the
I heard
Land
people
of the Lost.
Talk about it.
Land of the Lost had. It wasn't just Land of the Lost. You had like four different shows.
Yeah, I remember that.
And
like,
you were surprised which show you got. You didn't know.
Here, let's see. This is quick. It's 22 seconds. The story box.
Oh, come on, Hux. You don't need a key, so follow me. There are no
locks. Oh, yeah, that goes. The story.
You know what? This is my ringtone.
That's right, and it was like costumes, and they had to figure out what was in it. Wow.
Yeah, I love that song.
I remember the Great Space Coaster. Remember the Great?
Yes.
It's the Great Space Coaster.
That was another
Come
show.
On, I remember
different shows.
Sugar Ray Leonard was. I remember watching it, and Sugar Ray Leonard was on as a guest on the Great Space Coaster.
Mm.
Yeah. Come on, ride the fantasy.
Brent in the chat room says, Kenny's first Jack material was Captain Kangaroo's eyebrows.
That's what he used to wipe it off. there was just...
Fellow Marine, Captain Kangaroo.
Yes.
I remember watching Captain Kangaroo.
Leathernuts.
Romper Room. I remember watching Romper Room, something with the bumblebees. Was it a bumblebees?
Romper Room was like a kindergarten class. And they would just walk them around and they would do stupid things.
Yeah.
But I remember I called out. I wouldn't call out sick, but like my mother called me out sick from school. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it and my best friend's brother was on it. I was so excited.
And I called touching the wire.
You know, shoot me.
Fucking nervous.
I remember
disaster.
Like my friend's brother was on there and I giggled and like I was on the chuckle patch.
That's pretty cool.
I was pretty excited. I thought he was a hero.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I jerked off to it.
Just there was some really, like, that was when, like, Saturday mornings meant, like, it was Saturday morning cartoons.
7 a.m. up.
Yeah. Remember the Laugh Olympics?
Ooh, the Scoobies.
The Yogi Yahooies.
The Scoobies and the Dastardly Des.
The Dick Dastardlies?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I remember that, man. I remember watching that shit as a kid.
And you got up too early. David and Goliath was
yes!
on.
Yep. Yep.
You know you're up early if you're
you were up early,
that.
Yep.
That was like, 6:30, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yep. It was, you know,
Davey.
Yeah, they were catching everybody before they got to church.
But I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I remember.
I didn't realize it was a religious thing. I didn't realize they were Mormons.
Was black. I remember there was a black episode. The blind kid was black.
Really?
Yes, and he didn't know that everybody else was white.
Wow.
Big, big change.
Boy, that
for
kid.
Him.
Yeah, it's. Boy, if he ever got his sight.
I think he does get his sight at the
he
end.
He does get his sight at the yes, end. And oh, did yes. he go ballistic?
No, the Church of Saturday Saints, whatever. Made sure that it was a nice episode.
Yeah, it was, right?
What was it? The Saint? What
the
it?
Church of Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints. Thank yeah. you. I can't speak. I don't know.
That's
what
my Jewish that. Friend.
Yeah.
He would be your friend.
Ooh, that's a commercial.
Remember
my
the commercial with the grandfather
yes.
and the kid?
Yes.
I remember that.
They're on a
that
boat.
Was my, that was the first time I ever yes. heard the word prejudice.
And, yeah, I didn't even know what a Jew was until I found that commercial. They were on the boat, right?
The yep, they were on the boat.
Dad,
yeah, the kid and
he's
his grandfather.
My Jewish
granddad.
Friend.
Granddad, yeah. You sound like Tommy. He's one of my Jewish friends. And blah, 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 blah. And you would know prejudice. And then yeah. he goes, what's prejudice? And he goes, that you would know that he's not your Jewish friend, just your friend.
Yes.
Wait a minute. We got it. Well, hold on. You got to have this.
Yeah, that was a big commercial. That and the Indian crying.
I was just going to say that.
But he wasn't an Indian. He's Italian.
He was Italian.
He's
yep.
Italian. You know what's boring? Not boring. Let's hit, I shouldn't even say this. I do it at work. We Google all this all day. We play that game like where you think of something and you have to Google and find out more about it. That's why we know so much about the Three Stooges last week. There's like eight of them. They're all brothers, though. And one's a cousin. And one's Italian, like Joe Conti. I think he was
oh,
like,
yeah?
there was one name, like the guy. He's played
Joe
Curly.
Best. Joe Thank Best you. Was
yeah.
the cousin.
Yeah, he was like a cousin or something. Fat little guy.
Come on with this. Where is it?
Yeah, that was good. The American Indian crying. And always the Coca-Cola, where they always sing.
I can't seem to find it. Church of Latter-day Saints, commercials, prejudice.
Just write down, he's my Jewish friend.
Boat, Jewish.
Jewish friend, I would write.
There it is.
Look at that.
This is it.
Yesterday, Jimmy said I was prejudiced.
Do you know what prejudice is?
No.
Well, prejudice is when you react to someone because of their religion or their color.
But I don't do that.
Who is Jimmy?
Jimmy's one of my Jewish friends.
And you are prejudiced because you think of Jimmy as your Jewish friend and not your friend.
See?
He was a pioneer.
He should have known.
Why is he ripping that kid a new asshole?
The kid's fucking 4 years old.
The kid's a racist little faggot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, well, you're a little racist.
He is. You're a little scumbag.
The kid misrepresented the word Jewish
because
friend.
Because you
yeah.
are a racist.
He
your
goes,
friend
look,
is just your friend.
Make sure
but
you...
just because he is circumcised and just doesn't, don't start blabbing around the N-word and China and chink and coke and kike and all this because you are a little dirty faggot.
You know, Grandpa, I might be a racist, but your hand's down my pants.
The next word I'm going to teach you is pedophilia. Now, the pedophilia class starts with a big ice cream. Do you like ice cream, you little racist?
I do, Grandpa.
And Grandpa's going to teach you a lesson about your racism right after you finish that big old ice cream.
How about, Jimmy, what we're going to do today is I'm going to teach you something. It's a game. We're going to learn about keeping a secret. It's all about keeping a secret. You see my hand? Pretend it's by itself and it's in a glove. Now let
now,
that
I
go
will
down
keep this...
into a little bad spot. Shh.
You guys had that done to you too.
Now I will keep the secret, okay, of you being a little racist faggot if you just sit on Grandpa's lap right in the hard spot. And we'll play horsey.
Yeah, late 70s anti-prejudice PSA. I remember that as a kid. My God.
They're pioneers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, you know what? Let's take a quick, you want to take a quick break, bro?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back.
Maybe, a straight hour.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll come back. I got a song I want to play for you guys. A very serious topic song, and I want to see what you guys think of it. And, all right, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, a couple pop culture things we got to. Well, not pop culture things.
Yeah, I want to talk about A-Rod a little bit. I got to talk about A-Rod. I got to talk about this.
And, there's another thing that I saw that's really fucking disgusting food-wise.
Okay. Let's take a break. And this is actually a song that is okay to play on the station. It's my cousin. It's a little project called Full Blown Cranium. And the song.
It's Conti Vampire, whatever that fucking song was.
What was that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Conti Medieval, yes.
Yeah, Conti Medieval. That's what it is.
This is a little project my cousin did with another musician. It's called Full Blown Cranium, and the song is called She's Only Happy When She's Feeling Most Miserable or something.
Karnak says the pedo voice makes my anus clench.
And that's what it's the point. It's teaching you how to protect yourself from penises from running in there, all right? From penises rummaging in your hiney. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
The previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of the Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, You can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Here's the Bullet of Woods, Dusty Rhodes, a three-time world heavyweight champion, living on the Never Latin boat, and you're listening to the Man Cave Radio Show every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. exclusively on morelikeradio.com, if you will.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542,000. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
American Dream. This year's the Bullet of Woods, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, the three-time world heavyweight champion, Blue Eyed Soul, son of a plumber, living on the end of a lightning bolt. And you're listening to Mark Out Radio from 2 to 4 p.m. exclusively every Sunday on morelikeradio.com, if you will.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
We've always got something special on the menu here at Metal Breakfast Radio, whether it be death metal, punk, hardcore, industrial, poppadoms, kebabs, lambulti, pashwari naan, and would you like an onion bhaji for a starter? I seem to have strayed from my original brief somewhat, so in a nutshell, Metal Breakfast Radio is tasty, hot, and goes well with a few pints. Stream it or order a takeaway from RadioFreeSatan.com. Metal Breakfast Radio, where we open our arms wide to all the cultures of the world.
I defecate on his beard.
Ah, piss off.
MoreLikeRadio.com, where the talk just keeps on coming.
I'll put a butt plug in.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to the, what is it?
Conti and Kenny Show.
Yo, this is Robert Kelly, and I'm in a car, and you're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show, one of the greatest podcasts you've ever listened to in your life. Holy shit, man. Conti and Kenny Show, live, right now. My favorite podcast. All right, anyways, Conti and Kenny Show, live right now. This is Robert Kelly. Even though we did this in the car, you did my podcast in the car. Who the fuck, Kenny?
I'll put a butt plug in. Put like a butt plug in?
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, it wasn't too bad, right? It wasn't too long of a break.
I do love when you talk in when the song comes in.
Oh, you do?
I'm not saying that I love your voice or anything.
No, I don't like my voice either.
But no, no, but I think it takes a nice command presence when you do that. I like that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. All right.
It sounds professional.
Yeah,
You know?
That's how I wanted this to sound when we first started doing it. But
even though we're in a bathroom in a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly.
No one knows about
it. Yeah, we're at exit 7 on the turnpike trying to trade a cinnamon bun for a fucking blowjob from a bear somewhere.
I would do that right now.
What?
Nothing.
It's Conti and Kenny's show, of course. We're on morelikeradio.com. Subscribe to our podcast, both the regular show and shorts. Hopefully, I'll have number 7 done this week. Conti Kenny's shorts. Phone number is 330-227-4643. That's 330-2-CRINGE or NPN Studios on Skype. And our Twitter account is C and K Show. Kenny, you there?
I am here.
Are you there? Eh?
Are you there?
I keep forgetting that he's like there. So
yeah,
I kinda, like,
it's weird,
steal,
right? Because he's not here.
I don't
want
to steal like a little bit more airtime, but I do that. I'm sorry if I do.
Because
that.
He's not here, so
yeah, I get nervous.
You know, so
I don't know why I'm nervous, but I get nervous.
It's a weird type of a
so
dynamic.
I steal some time. I don't mean to be that.
It's going
to
be great when he's back. It really will be. I know I'm like, you know, overemphasizing the fact that it's going to be when he gets back.
I like Kenny.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
Heck. I can't wait.
Take his suit and tie off.
I can't imagine you not just wanting to come home, especially being in Tallahassee for 2 weeks.
Three. It'd be three on Friday.
Three?
It's not even like Fort Lauderdale fun. It's just
Tallahassee. You're in the South. It's like saying I'm stuck in Arkansas.
Yeah,
you know?
But like living in Georgia was fun, man.
Yeah.
No. The problem is everyone's like, oh, you get to travel around the country and it's like little vacations. No, it's not. Open up a restaurant, okay? All the stress and all that shit. That's my life.
Yeah, you get to open every restaurant's open. It's like a brand new stress
every
day.
Yeah. Just watch Restaurant Impossible or like Hell's Kitchen. Yeah. I've said this before. That's what I deal with.
Oh, you deal with these
every
people.
Every
no
single
idea what the
week.
Fuck they're doing.
Oh, man. God, dude.
I used to work in restaurants. They're a nightmare. All the staff's on coke and shit. Stealing.
Yeah, these guys are a bunch of weed dudes.
No hot women, though, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's a lot of, but there's just nothing.
There's no real avenue for you to kind of meet up and try to get yourself a little. Hmm.
What's the average age of the employee there?
Oh, the employee. Yeah, any chicks, dude?
You
like
can't
really?
Hit them. Can you hit the employee, or are you gonna, like, that goes over the corporate line?
You're not supposed to, but if it falls into your lap, no.
Literally.
I don't give a shit.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I just tell her don't say anything.
Yeah, because women are always
works.
Honorable.
Yeah, because that works, dude.
What do you mean you're pregnant? Don't say anything.
Just don't say anything, Kenny says.
Bill Clinton, Clarence Thomas, Anthony Weiner,
Spitzer.
Elliot Spitzer. They all said, just don't say anything.
Because women are, they're trustworthy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Marla Maples, Monica Lewinsky, just don't say anything.
The only one I trust is Martha Stewart. She kept her mouth shut.
She sure did.
Good chippy.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah, because she's never opened her mouth for a dick in her life.
Only one that I would do anything with.
She's probably got Martha Stewart probably has the driest pussy on the planet.
Oh, Jesus, dude. What's wrong with you? How dry?
Nothing.
How dry, you think? Pretty dry? Yeah, she doesn't look. Although I saw pictures.
Did you say pretty drunk? I've had one drink.
No. I said. I've seen pictures of Martha Stewart when she was young.
Yeah,
she was a chippy.
I'm a fan.
Did you ever see pictures of her when she was young, Kenny?
Yeah.
She was attractive.
She's got a hot daughter too.
But she just, you're right. She doesn't look like she's very sexual.
But she's a good fucking chippy, man. That's a warrior.
You think?
Her mouth shut. She did some fucking jail time and didn't say nothing. You know what I mean?
All right. Hold on a second.
That's
she wasn't
true.
In Pelican Bay, okay?
All right.
She wasn't in Pelican. She was basically in the prison's version of Secrets, okay? In Ocean City. Okay? She hung out. She probably washed a dish or two and then hung out in a lounge chair sipping a martini. She wasn't getting neck tattoos in Sing Sing.
But I do love her, though. I just have something about her that I dig.
Yeah, you dig the Martha Stewart?
My weird list used to be Martha Stewart, Queen Latifah, and Amy Winehouse.
That was Amy Winehouse.
That's the one that killed herself drinking.
Yeah.
Those are the three weird
Do you have like a famous chick that maybe not normally would be like, you know, like the hot girl, but there's something about her, Kenny, that you like? I'm trying to think now.
Well, there's certain things. I actually had this conversation with a pal of mine a couple of days ago. There's certain girls that you can say, like, have you ever looked at a woman and like you look at her and she might be attractive, but there's just something about her and you're like, her vag probably stinks.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You look at her and you're like, well, she's cool and all, but this might be wrong with her, you know?
Yes.
So, I see those. But, like, Martha Stewart would probably be pissed me off in bed because she'd be too, like, instructive. You know what I mean? I don't think she would just, like, let her hair down and go, like, let's have some fun.
She would sound like Julia Stiles telling you where to put the penis.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
don't you take it and place it right in me vaginal area.
Julia Stiles is an actress. You mean Julia Childs?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Did you say Childs Julius, or Stiles?
I said Stiles. I screwed up. Julia Stiles is in Dexter. Yeah,
but if you ever see on the Food Channel, there's the Barefoot Contessa.
I don't know. I see Have that name all the broad? Time. Is that? I don't know who that is.
Is that like Rachel Ray?
She's this fucking hoity-toity. West Hamptons.
I know what you're talking about. The old cow.
Think of the Hamptons, and she just makes these fancy drinks. No, straight black hair, but kind of a bob.
I'm thinking the other lady that's on.
Way overweight, but not an ugly woman, attractive woman. But she just the way she makes the food annoys the shit out of me. But I also think that if I had her in a sack, she'd be fucking wild.
I see who she is. You know why? Because she's not ugly. So she's like, she's a little chubby. Oh, those are earlier videos. Wow, she's gotten older. Holy shit. But the younger videos, I see what you mean, where she's got a cute face. So,
but her personality is very, it's almost like those, she's got the skeletons in a closet. Not in a bad way, but in like a sexual deviant way.
Gotcha. I see what you mean. Okay. That's not a bad deal. I'm trying to think of
not that those were my weird ones, but I would kind of have to think like
all right, so you know, Barefoot Contessa is one of them where you're like, hey,
I hate her. I hate her guts.
Oh,
I actually
you don't
hate
like
her guts.
Oh, okay.
But yet you want to have sex with her, or she'd be good to have sex
with. But if I had sex with her, I think she'd probably be pretty freaky. Mm. Got what I'm saying?
Yes, I got what you're saying.
She's one of those cunts that will stick her nose in the glass of wine before she takes a sip.
One of those.
Like, just fucking drink the wine and get a fucking buzz, you cunt. Why do you get to smell the bouquet? Yep. Fuck the bouquet. We're at an Arby's, all right? There isn't a bouquet at Applebee's. You've got a fucking, it's 2 for $20. We both fucking, I got to share an appetizer and a fucking dessert with you. Stop sticking your nose in a goddamn wine glass. It's
How's
house
your
wine,
salmon cooked?
Just fucking drinking.
I'm trying to. I don't know if I have to have somebody who it's like it's an off thing to like think she's, you know, like you said, one of them was Queen Latifah, right?
Queen Latifah.
Yeah, because she's not an ugly person.
There's something,
you know,
about all three.
She's
of them
got like a pretty
turn
chick.
Me on in a weird
face.
Way.
Yeah,
Martha Stewart's
think.
The chippy of chips that keeps her mouth shut. I like that. Turns me on. She's willing to do time.
Okay.
Queen Latifah is just.
Whatever, there's just something about her. You can't, it doesn't even maybe need an explanation.
I'm a weirdo. Like, I stare at people, too. Like, I you know.
I'm just I can't think of somebody that...
See, what's throwing us off is that his fucking weirdo list...
Yeah.
It threw me off, too.
Yeah. His weirdo list is throwing us off
because
we're
I've
like...
But I've known this list because I've done this before, you know?
Yeah, but like Martha Stewart, songs. Queen Latifah, and Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse, I could see.
In the very beginning, when she first came out,
see,
and then she got really skinny, skanky.
Crazy. I like the crazy.
But she got too...
Yeah, but tell me this. Amy Winehouse, between Queen Latifah and Martha Stewart, Amy Winehouse looks like her pussy stinks.
Yes. Absolutely.
I would say Queen Latifah wins the to clean her puss.
Hang on. What do you call it? Colorado Dickhead in the chat said his is, you know, his one weird chick or whatever is Catherine O'Hara. And I got to say, she was the mother in Home Alone. Yeah, when you look at her now.
On SCTV.
She looks good. Like, she's older now, but her hair is long and kind of blondish.
I mean,
she's definitely longer. And I got to say, you know, there's some pretty good pictures of her, man. That's really a good call, though.
That's an obscure one. Catherine O'Hara, obscure,
a little different, right? Like not.
So you know it's true.
Yeah, you're not saying Jennifer. You're not saying Jennifer fucking, you know, Lopez or you know whatever.
How about Mona from Who's the Boss?
Oh, I liked her. She had
Elizabeth Baxter Burney or whatever.
The old woman. No, not the hot.
No, Meredith Baxter Burney was from Family Ties, but you're talking about Mona. She was also in Soap.
Oh, Mona.
Yeah, she had big, heavy tits.
Yeah, she liked it.
I liked her. She wasn't bad.
She came across very sexually, very sexy.
Yeah, yeah. She looked sultry.
Yeah.
She had a sultry look to her. Yes. That's not a bad off the beaten path type of chick.
That's not your normal pick, but it would be.
No, definitely not.
Lana, Three's Company, had the same Mona vibe.
Oh, Lana, the chick that liked Jack.
Lana, yeah.
Yes, very sultry.
She loved Jack.
Yeah, and he didn't want anything. He couldn't do anything to do with her.
But Larry would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Larry was a dog.
Larry was trying to nail that the whole time.
Eddie. Yes.
That's fucking great reference, dude.
I wonder if Larry ever got like any poon.
Larry always
set it up. He was like, Jack, I need your help.
Yeah,
Larry was like double date.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, why? You don't need a double date. Just hang out with him. Say your friend will be there in a little bit. You pull the penis out, and they fucking play taffy with it. That's all.
Hey, you go to a Regal Beagle, have a couple of pints.
Definitely go to the Regal Beagle. How do you not go to the Regal Beagle?
I mean, yeah, the place rhymes, for Christ's sake. You have to go to the Regal Beagle.
And then I went to Jack's Bistro to get something to eat.
Jack's Bistro, yeah. And then there was the show where Three's a Crowd.
Crown.
Yeah, Felipe was the cook.
Remember Three's a Crown?
Oh, yeah,
Three's a Crown. Felipe, Felipe.
It was the show
Ropers.
Ropers was a, what do they call that when it's an off spinoff? Yeah, it was a spinoff of the Ropers, and then there was a spinoff of Three's a Crowd where Jack got married, and it was him and his wife, and then her father-in-law, who was a famous character actor, and it was beef with them two. Like they never got along. That show didn't last that long either.
I remember,
out of that show, my favorite out of all that was the nurse, Terry. Yep.
And then there was the other one Cindy didn't last too long.
Cindy didn't last too long, and then Terry. I liked Terry. Terry was sultry too. Also,
who was the other one? There was another chick too, or no?
Well, there was Janet. There was Suzanne Summers. Joyce Chrissy. DeWitt. Then it was her cousin
Cindy.
It was her cousin Cindy, and then Terry.
Cindy didn't last too long.
No. But I'm trying to think of like a show, and it was, oh man.
Oh, how about the blonde-haired daughter from Monroe?
Bosom Buddies. Not
Chris
Bosom
Cornell.
Buddies. Too Close for Comfort.
Yes. What's her name?
Too Close for Comfort,
Kim Cornell.
The two daughters.
Kim Cornell. She was smoking
hot. She was fucking hot.
And the other one was, I can't think of her name. I didn't like the brunette too much. But Kim Cornell was smoking.
That hot guy, J.J. Bullock.
Yeah, with J.J. Bullock. Always wore those sweaters with her beautiful tits. Yeah, that was good. She was smoking hot. How about the...
Monroe?
You have the stock market beat, and your pants are too tight in the seat.
Okay, go ahead, Pookie.
yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
Monroe.
She was something else, man. She was hot. How about the Lander sisters? Remember the twins from the 80s? Audrey Landers. Was it the Landers? They were twins, blonde hair. Do you remember them, Kenny?
What show?
They were on like all different shows, like The Love Boat. They were like one of those.
Just like that singer.
Lander sisters. Here we go. Land.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, the Land. Dude, look up Landers Sisters, and you'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Who was that 70s pop singer who was. He's a mess. He's always on like these TV shows now. He wears a bandana.
Yes, the Landers Sisters. Wow.
Yes.
Wowie, wow, wow.
Yes, look at them. They even still look good today. Like, you know, I mean, they're longer.
Do they really?
Yeah, there's pictures of them there, like, today, and they're longer in the tooth, but they look good. They look nice. You know what it is? It doesn't look like
they were on. They did so many cameos on different shit. You're absolutely right.
I remember a 70s guy that was on Chips. He was a singer. And he Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
He was like Garrett, that too, right?
Yeah. He was a child.
They all go on fucking Love Boat.
Yeah, they all did the Love Boat.
Fantasy Island too.
Fantasy Island and the Love Boat was either one of two things. Somebody just starting their career,
ooh,
or it was finishing. It was the twilight. It was
they had
nothing left, and they were like, fuck it, I'll do the Love Boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know, and that you're short-lived.
Yeah, you know, like, and this week on the Love Boat, Rock Hudson playing a straight man. You were like, all right, we get it. You know, like, it's over. You know, the career is coming to an end.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson quarantines the entire Love Boat. He's bleeding out of his eyes and his anus.
Everybody, quick, get to the starboard.
Didn't they try to make a Love Boat 2 or something?
It didn't really work out. That I don't know.
Captain Stewie.
But, yep, Landry, they were awesome. And what about Bach, the Bach sisters, Catherine Bach and the other one?
Oh, my God.
The one from...
who was the other Bach? I know one was Daisy Duke.
Or was it Barbie Benton? Wait, Bach sisters.
That's Daisy Duke, Catherine Bach.
Yes, from... Yeah, Bach sisters, I think.
She has a sister?
I think so, right? I'm not sure, but Catherine Bach, who was played Daisy Duke... And then I thought she had a sister. But remember Barbie Benton?
If you Google Landers Sisters,
yes,
there's a new Landers Sisters.
Oh, there is? What, in the pictures?
They've been on The Hills, The City, Grey's Anatomy, Dollhouse. And I guess we'd probably have to Wikipedia the new Landers Sisters.
Oh, wait a minute. Landers Sisters 2013.
It's like the Olsen twins. They're old news, too, now.
Yeah, I don't see, for pictures, I don't see, but I mean, it could be for the Landers Sisters, look them up, and if you have any recollection from the 80s or 70s, you will know them, and if you were a man, you probably scraped one off to them. You probably jacked to two of the Landers Sisters, Audrey, and I don't know, because it's all confused, because there's a Dear Abby with the Ann Landers. You know.
Official Hot Mess is an American teen pop rock band formed in 2007 by sisters Christy and Lindsay Landers.
Really?
Yeah. They composed of PBS, The Hot Mess, garnered media attention, the cult. The debut.
So that's the actual them.
The Hills. Yeah, I haven't read anything about
what's it called?
Being
Hot
related,
Mess or something like that?
Yeah, Official Hot Mess. OHM.
Official Hot Mess. American Pop, yeah.
Are they related?
Oh, wow. Did you see the pictures, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Are they related to these? I don't know.
I don't think so.
But just wow.
New family.
These girls are cute, and I think these girls are... They're twins, right?
I don't know.
I think they're twins, and I'm going to tell you right now, just by looking at them and not hearing their music, I'm going to guess that they are the best band ever in the history of music. I'm going to guess that right now. The greatest rock band ever, these two. And I would say I'll put them up against Zeppelin, The Who, Black Sabbath, and they will kick their ass because these two girls are fucking smoking hot. Wow.
Now, look at those two girls.
Yeah.
Now, look at those two.
I'm sorry. I thought you asked me a question.
Stanky pussy or beautiful pussy?
Everything about them is perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
I don't even think there's probably not a smell that comes out of them. And in fact, I'll bet you right now that neither one of these two ever went number two in their life. They never even went in a diaper.
Really?
When girls enter is hot, they don't take dumps. They don't.
Oh, no one got to wipe their birdies?
Nope. There was no birdie. There was nothing in the birdie that needed wiping. They just pee a little bit, but it comes out and it smells like it smells like
comes out like fairy dust.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, do yourself a Landers Sisters Hot
Roy
Mess.
Black on Crack says, and they play country pop.
Good. My new favorite music. Country pop. That's what it is. That's my new favorite music,
Dixie
everybody.
Chicks.
Yep. I'm going to be throwing away all of my old DVDs and CDs of, these old.
I would just like to take the tree out of that they play.
Is there any way we can call them?
Take the tree out of country pop.
Oh, cunt pop. I get it. Look at you making vocabulary jokes.
I apologize for that.
Speaking of cunt pop.
What's that?
I went to the Justin Bieber concert.
First of all, although I'm glad you called it Justin Bieber. You don't even know him enough, which is a good thing.
Yes, but
I'm happy to know
this
that
is the
you
bad
said
thing.
That.
I wore the Bieber shirt.
Went there because of one of your kids.
Yeah, but here's the best part. I wore that shirt.
Okay.
It was a black t-shirt, my wife, an iron-on Bieber, right?
Mm-hmm.
On it.
Oh, it was a homemade thing?
Homemade shirt, but the shirts looked fantastic. It looked like a nice shirt. Black t-shirts with the Bieber. Bieber
on just
it.
You're just bringing this up now?
I forgot about this.
Yeah, when did this happen?
So I go to this concert a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
And I go to the concert on my anniversary, I may add. My 14th anniversary with my wife. We took the kids to the Bieber.
Of when? The first time you took anal?
Yes. So it's all funny. I'm the big funny dad. People are laughing, pointing at me.
Of course they are.
And I'm real deal. I'm wearing it here. Yeah. I tell my wife I'm putting the fucking thing on and I'm going to the streets of Newark wearing the bell. Because I roll like that. My kids think I'm the hero. But then when the kids and my wife went to the ladies' room and I was standing outside.
Yourself.
Standing by outside.
A grown jerk-off guy.
It was creepy.
In a Justin Bieber shirt.
Fucking creep.
I turned to creep. The most hated city in the country.
Yes.
Newark.
They're like, look at that fucking creep. They're like, what is that guy standing by the ladies' room wearing a Bieber shirt for? But I did it. I took a couple photos. I'm not going to deny it. I did it for the attention, but that's how I did
it. I'm happy to say I don't know one Justin Bieber song.
I know too many Justin
Bieber songs. I don't know them. I don't know that, and I don't know what Jonas Brothers song.
But my one daughter said that she will not marry Justin Bieber.
Oh,
he's too old for her, and she's not into him.
Well, that's good.
She thinks that he likes her, though, which is true. I told her.
Well, I'm sure he's got a small candle burning for her.
Yeah, I told her that.
That's it, though.
My one daughter, we switched during the concert. We sit next to each daughter, like halfway get my antics. And Justin was pointing to the crowd saying, there's a beautiful woman out there that I want to be with. And I jumped up and yelled, I'm here, Justin, I'm here. And my tween daughter did not like
she didn't take that too kindly.
No. Sit down,
Dad. Dad is embarrassing the shit out of
but
her.
But the women around me enjoyed it, even though they were 13. But there were some old hags sitting next to me. Two old hags sitting right next to me. Just, I don't know what they were doing there. I know what I was doing there, which I had no reason to be there.
Either. Yeah, you should have just stayed home and let your wife take care of
it. But she wanted me to go. It was a test.
All right, so what you did was, that was passive aggressive. You said, you're going to make me go to this Justin Bieber concert?
Yeah.
I'm going to wear the Bieber t-shirt.
Yes, and I'm going to sing those songs like
I wrote. And I'm going to embarrass the shit out of you guys.
Yes,
for you want daddy to come?
Yes.
Daddy's coming.
My 38 underwear was on the stage by the time we left.
38 pairs of underwear?
Well, the size.
Too. Oh, the size. Okay.
I lied about that, too. Here, Justin. Call me. Maybe.
38 underwear.
I could run his plate.
Hey, this has been the hottest thing in sports. That's all they're talking about is the A-Rod PED scandal. And he's actually playing tonight, right, Kenny?
Yeah. Yes, actually, I'm going to pop the game on
did he,
on a computer.
Did he get a hit, do you know?
I'm not sure. I will find out right now in a couple of days.
Yeah, he got hit with a 214-day suspension.
Yeah, 211 game or something like that.
Got to talk about it. You know, a lot of people are like, "Oh, stop talking sports." We're not gonna spend a lot of time on it.
Not on the sports thing, but let me tell you something. I got a real problem with this. I have a real problem with baseball and their crotchety old ways. Look, if you want to ban steroids, actual steroids, okay? Steroids is a synthetic manufactured thing that goes into your body and basically takes what your body normally does and does it artificially. And it's dangerous and blah, 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 and I get it. But, dude, this isn't about steroids anymore. This is about HGH. Dude, Manny Ramirez got in trouble for using HCG. Do you know what HCG is? HCG is something that doctors found in pregnant women's urine that actually that helped men develop more naturally, and they were used on these. Could you stop doing that? It's fucking bugging the shit out of me.
Sorry, I'm seven.
Fucking Mike's playing with this fucking brain thing filled with bubbles and stuff, and I'm watching him do it. Where they took these malnutritioned kids from like the third, third world country.
Yeah.
And these kids were so malnourished that they had what they call, I forget what they call them, but they had big, huge girl boobs. And
they get the bellies, too, the air bellies.
Yes, the and they were completely unhealthy.
Distended.
Yes, and they actually, they called them fat boys. And what they did was they put HCG in their diet. And these kids, in like 4 months, got completely healthy. They actually started to get muscle tone. And there was no reason for these kids to get any type of muscle tone because they were so malnutrition.
Yeah.
Like the baseball is just this old crotchety old man who just can't admit that he is like, you know, like things aren't the way it was when he was younger. Like they need to just stop it already, okay? Because you know what they're talking about, and all of these fucking baseball sports writers, they're nothing but a bunch of disgruntled failures at sports. Because all they keep talking about are all these guys that are cheating. And you know what? Fuck you. They've been cheating forever. Guys doing coke? Yeah. What about all the guys doing coke? You don't think if a guy's hopped up on coke after flying in from and being all jet-lagged and having to play a date game, you don't think he's got an advantage? Or how about greenies? Kenny knows all about this. Kenny is the baseball guy. There is something that they used to call greenies, which are just uppers. And certain guys would take them.
Amphetamines.
It's amphetamine. Yeah. That is absolute cheating. Absolute cheating if you want to take it to that level.
Real quick, Joe, it's 7-0 White Sox in the bottom of the third with two outs and the bases loaded.
And who's
Andy
up?
Andy Pettit has already left the game, and I'm shutting it off.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, though, but if A-Rod's up, you got to watch. But I mean? Like, I'm just sick and tired of it because, you know, these are guys.
Well, they used to have coffee pots in Major League dugouts. Where it was like one had a red label, one had a like green label. The red label had extra shit in it. You know what I mean? And
okay.
This is going back years and years and years to the 60s where they had this stuff. Now, when I was playing baseball, it was one of my softball days. I never did steroids when I was playing baseball, which I should have because they are fucking brilliant. They are brilliant. If you play a game, if you know how to hit a ball, your arm is a cannon. You hit a ball, you run better. The only drawback from doing steroids as you are a player is that you get little tiny injuries more, muscle strains. Because what happens is steroids doesn't affect your tendons and your cartilage, anything made out of that kind of material. So what happens is your body doesn't grow into it. So your muscles are expanding and growing, and you're exerting yourself probably 50%, 75% more than your body can actually handle. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like super juice. Mm-hmm. So what happens is all these guys pulling hamstrings and elbow strains and all that, it's because the muscles are there, but your connective tissue doesn't react to testosterone. It's just your body. When I was doing steroids, I was a monster. Oh, my Lord. I can't wait to do them again if I could. Because it was just brilliant. I was launching shit over the fence. And I'm a little dude, you know. What am I, 5'8", 5'9"?
Right.
And I'm just fucking up there launching, tanking shit. I could run faster. My senses are almost like fucking Wolverine. You know what I mean? My senses are enhanced. It's absolutely brilliant shit. Anyone who says that PEDs don't, you know, well, you still gotta hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. I can hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball before steroids. Now, when I hit that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, it's gonna be fucking in the seats, and it's not gonna be a pop up to the catcher.
But what about this? What about HGH? Or androstene. I'm not talking about anabolic steroids. I'm talking about stuff that it anabolic steroids cuts out the natural way that you reproduce testosterone. It completely takes a shortcut and blows it up like 100 times. But this HGH, all it does, it's like, I don't know much. I'm not saying I know a lot about HGH, but I'm just saying with these other types of things that they use, it's a way to help, because you have to work when you're using these. So HGH or whatever these other things that they're using, androstene, you know, all this other stuff, it helps you, but it just helps you in the natural way that you do things. Well, but you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing artificial about doing that. You know what I mean? I understand anabolic steroids. But it's just enough already with these fucking guys.
Your natural body functions aren't supposed to be artificially enhanced.
Right.
It doesn't. Besides for, you know, you eat a ribeye steak and it's got whatchamacallit? What the fuck was that? Not L-carnitine. Creatine. Natural red meat has natural creatine. So people would take a bunch of creatine and they would get boosted up. But once they stopped taking it, it was just water weight. It wasn't producing any new muscle mass. And listen, when you do steroids, you do them. Once you're done, you borrowed it. It's over. Right. Unless you continually do steroids, which will destroy your liver and your body and your heart, all these wrestlers, you are borrowing it. All you do is you borrow it for 8-10 weeks. When you do a cycle, and then you have to come down the cycle and eat woman pregnant piss so you don't get bitch tits.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because your testosterone is completely depleted. Your estrogen rises all the way up and you become pretty much gay. You know, you do. When I was doing it and I came off a cycle I was doing. And now this, I'm 36. I'm saying when I was like 19 or 20. You know, this is going back. I haven't done any shit in, you know, 20 years almost. But I was coming off a cycle, and it was an AT&T commercial with the guy in a plane, and he was leaving his family, and they were playing Rocket Man by Elton John. And I was just coming off thing, and I started crying at a fucking AT&T commercial. And I'm like, I can't do this shit anymore. I'm a big, I'm jacked up right now, but I'm a big giant pussy.
Right.
I'm too emotional.
Right. Because you know, what it does is,
there's a lot of stuff that, there's a lot of.
If you're looking at like a chart, there's a natural progression when you're eating healthy and you're an athlete and you're working out and you're, you know, doing the right things for a natural progression of your testosterone or whatever. But what steroids does, it almost looks like a spike. like, you know, like all of a sudden, instead of it just being like a little little hill, all of a sudden now it's mountain ranges and it goes up and down and up and it's unnatural. Well, when you do HGH and those little things that help, you're not borrowing it. That's a great analogy to say that you're borrowing it. You're not borrowing it. What you're doing is you're just kind of adding, instead of maybe, let's say, in a week in the gym, let's say normally you would, you know, if you were working out to get stronger, and say normally you would go, it would take you a week to go up 5 pounds. You know what? You might make it there, instead of 7 days, maybe 5 days, and you get up 5 pounds. So it's just helping it a little bit. But it's just, it's more of a natural, it goes and right. works in with your system. It's almost like if, you know, if a company comes in and they rework, they buy another company and just go, all right, you know what, we're just going to implement our ways a little bit with yours, but we're going to keep you guys running the way you run. That's what those Andros and HGH do, but fucking an anabolic steroid like Anavar or whatever will go in and completely take over another company and throw it all aside and go, we're going to do it our way and put all these super machines in. And that's the difference
here. I'll tell you, you know, the way I think about it now, what steroids are is you inject steroids and stuff. And whether you have low T or something like that, you know what I mean? What it does is it basically gives you the ability to exert yourself. Not you know, like say someone runs over a kid and you lift up a car, you know, and pull the kid out. It's that to the, you know, like the 10 minus that. You understand what I mean?
Right.
It gives you, when you inject yourself with that stuff, it gives you the ability to have that resource of power and testosterone and vigor and whatnot, okay? That's the initial thing. When that's done, you have to take many steps, because if you just stop doing it, you're drained. You're completely drained. You shrink. All the muscle mass that you've gained is gone. The strength is gone. Now, HGH is something different, because what it is, it's a natural thing that we produce. Okay. So now what I believe, this is my own opinion, is I am actually going to look into hormone replacement. I'm 36. I'm old enough. When I get back in shape, I'm going to think about going, maybe getting a couple of shots. Here's the thing with HGH. What it does is, for all the good that it's going to do to help you. Now, remember, steroids, you might get injured more frequently, but your body also repairs itself just as fast.
Right.
You know, because you're exerting yourself, but you also have that testosterone in it. Your body heals itself just. It's kind of like 50-50. Yeah, you're going to get hurt. You're going to have little bumps and, you know, pulled muscles and stuff, but it's going to heal faster. HGH, what I believe, all the cancer cells or anything abnormal, whether it's pancreatic cancer or your prostate, anything that you might be susceptible to genetically, I believe that if you take those injections, it's almost like stem cells, where it's going to increase.
It's going to speed it up. Yep.
It's going to speed it up.
Yep.
So if you can do blood work and a test and say, well, you're not genetically predisposed to X amount of cancers, go ahead and do it. But if you have breast cancer, even if you're a guy, if you have breast cancer in your family, or you have pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, all these little things, you take HGH, it's going to excel it. That's why you see, you know, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers with fucking kidney disease.
Yeah, but Schwarzenegger, and, they weren't. I mean, they HGH. I remember when I first started hearing about HGH. This was like the late 80s. But they were doing steroids. They were doing Dianabol. They were all doing Dianabol, man. It was like Dianabol, Anavar. It was all that shit.
They did the same shit Secretariat did.
Yeah, you know what exactly.
I mean? Now listen. I've said this.
I like your theory. I know what you're going to say.
Here it is. I had this theory years ago about the Yankees. Remember this one?
Yep.
Remember that one? Right.
Go ahead.
1961. Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle are on pace to break Babe Ruth's
single season record.
60 home runs in a year. Okay. 60 home runs. Roger Maris is at 60. Is at 58. Mickey Mantle is at 56. Okay, now throughout the season, you will see Billy Crystal made the movie. Okay, now remember, early 60s is when the Russians came out with steroids. They invented it. In the late 50s, early 60s, all their athletes in the Olympics were doing this synthetic steroid, which was brand new.
If I could change and you could change, then we can all... Go ahead. Sorry.
Everybody
can change. Go ahead.
So in the early 60s, here it is. You've got two guys, okay? Mickey Mantle was a big home run hitter. Roger Maris wasn't really. But now you've got two pals that are roommates, okay? Two pals that are roommates, live together, best friends, all right?
You know, we don't know what Alex is going to do. I don't think Alex knows.
Sorry, go ahead.
You can see, now in the movie, one of the big signs of doing anabolic steroids is that you lose your hair, okay?
Okay.
Roger Maris doesn't want to play because he's losing his hair. He's wondering what's happening. Another problem that you have when you inject steroids that is not in your injection area is that you create an abscess in your ass, in your hip is your injection site. Mickey Mantle could not play in the playoffs or the World Series because he was in the hospital. He ended up with 56 home runs and an abscess on his ass. Roger Maris hit 61 and loses his hair. I believe that Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle injected steroids, Russian steroids, in the 1961 season in order to achieve that, because both of them were on pace to hit almost 65 home runs, which was unheard of.
Yep.
Unheard of.
I love
since
it.
1927.
I love it. I think it's a, and then, it's a great
remember
theory.
That after that in the 60s, watch the Russians, and they had things where they thought women were guys and guys were women and all this kind of stuff
right.
From the 60s into the 70s. That's what began, and then Schwarzenegger comes out in the mid 70s with the bodybuilding
yep.
From Austria, Germany.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's it, yep. European things. They create all this stuff. So that's my theory, and I'm fucking sticking to it.
I like it. Hey, you want to hear the call on A-Rod, his first time up?
Sure, yeah.
Here, hold on. We got it right here. Brent just sent it to me. It's like less than a minute. Here we go.
Either. When I tell you there must be 75 camera people in the camera well along the first base dugout, I may have following this guy every single move, about 10 or 12 television cameras.
The 2-0 is swung on and hit in the air to left, shallow. Wells on the run dives, and he can't make the catch. It's a base hit for A-Rod. So in his first at bat, he singles out the glove of Wells, and the Yankees have a good start to their second inning.
Now, Alex, I did have a nice, and there are a lot of Yankee fans here. Trust me, there's Yankee fans everywhere. And one of the things about Alex, and that's a fastball right over the middle of the plate, and he just... He hit it. He got underneath a little bit. Didn't get full bat on it. But that actually should have been caught by Wells, and he missed it.
And then he starts just breaking things. And you can see Pedroia covering up. Ortiz wants to get at the umpire. This is not good.
Sorry. And then went right
into another one. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so...
Mary Ann just asked if you want them to call in. Sure. Why not, right?
Sure.
What do you think? Do we have something else? Do we have something else to do?
Yeah, sure. Colin, you fucking idiot. Sure, girls, come on in.
The whole A-Rod thing, man. I'm done with him. I'm absolutely done with
you
him.
Know what?
I gave him a pass on the first thing.
You know what? I'm sick and tired. You know what? Fuck Derek Jeter. Fuck every Yankee fan who just fucking praises him. You know, oh, he's no Derek Jeter. Shut the fuck up. I'm just done with him. I'm done with the fact that Derek Jeter can't do anything wrong. You know why? Because Derek, you know what it is, dude? The Yankee fan is the parents. And Derek Jeter was born from them. And fucking A-Rod was an orphan that they found on the steps when he was five. And no matter what, they're never going to look at him the way they look at Jeter, because Jeter's their own and Jeter came from their womb. I'm fucking done with them. I'm so done. And no matter what A-Rod does, A-Rod, here's my theory on A-Rod, okay? A-Rod is an autistic type of a guy. I believe A-Rod has social issues. I believe he has some sort of Asperger's or some sort of autism.
No,
he's socially inept.
His dick sucks since he was 9 years old.
No, they all have. They all have. They every Hall of Fame baseball player has had that. So even Jeter, don't tell me Jeter hasn't been getting his fucking ball. You're telling me Jeter, since he's been 12 years old, hasn't been the best player hands down on every field he's been in?
Sure.
So,
but have you seen the things that he's done? 3,000 hits, he hits a fucking home run.
I'm not talking about his play. I'm talking about the fact that Jeter is. He's aware of things. Jeter, you know what he does when he was single? Jeter put his dick in every vagina Manhattan. Yeah. Listen, here's the difference.
A-Rod fucked my friends. I understand that.
Jeter would make a great politician because Jeter knows how to say the right things and say them in the right spot. He's a bullshitting scumbag. They're all bullshitting scumbags, okay? A-Rod is just a weirdo. A-Rod is a social misfit. He doesn't understand, hey, you know what? You have to say certain things and be certain way. Jeter, you know what they do? They go out. He would go out with his friends in the big luxury fucking SUV, pull up to a club. Yeah. I know all this stuff, right? And they would meet up with chicks, and instead of just fucking piling them all in the car, old fucking Derek with his fucking head would send another fucking car, and then they go to his 6th floor fucking apartment, and then just dump their fucking DNAs all over these chicks and give them a fucking gift. Give them a gift basket on the way home and a gift card to the local abortion clinic in case his seed penetrated some girl's fucking egg. So don't tell me that Jeter is some sweet. I know, I'm continuing. I'm not letting you interrupt me.
At the same time, Chuck Knobloch was handed out ecstasy.
Right, but what I'm saying is that no matter what, they make it like Derek Jeter is this fucking goody-goody two-shoes guy. He's a fucking asshole, just like every other fucking athlete, except A-Rod. You know what he is, dude? He's like the fucking brilliant fucking kid who could draw anything. Like, he's just a really good artist, and he's a fucking moron, and he just says whatever the fuck he thinks in his head. He doesn't know any better. A-Rod's a retard. He doesn't know. He's a social misfit. He likes the attention. You think A-Rod is that stupid that he would sit there and be letting Cameron Diaz fucking feed him front? He doesn't know any better. He's like a child. He's a man child. And I'm not making excuses for him, but I'm just so sick of everybody. They always compare him to Jeter. And if you want to talk to Watson about Derek Jeter being the most overrated player, it's amazing to listen to him talk about it, because I argued with him for 10 minutes and he actually had me convinced that Jeter has always had the greatest fucking monsters around him to make him get always the good pitches. But the point is that Jeter he plays it off great. He says the right things. So and they make it like, you know, he's this perfect, great guy. You know, like, I love Jim Norton fucking does this whole thing on Opie and Anthony years ago where, he was at, it was through XM and they were at some dinner and fucking Jeter wouldn't sign something for Jim Norton. And Jim Norton made it real quick, like, look, I'd love to get a picture with you. I'm just a big fan and I'm not selling it, blah, blah, blah. And Jeter's like, nah, I'm not doing pictures tonight. And he was kind of a dick to him. And 10 minutes later, Jeter's over there getting pictures with all these chicks. So it's obvious he's another scumbag athlete who's just an arrogant fuck, like all of them. I'm not even just picking on him, but they always have to compare A-Rod to Jeter, and it's just two different types, two different players on a team that no matter what A-Rod did, they were never going to accept him. So, Yankee fans, I'm just, you know what, I'm glad that every year you get fucking disappointed when this fucking team doesn't fucking win the World Series, except since the year 2000, except for 2009. And by the way, Kenny, why did they win 2009? Go ahead, you could say it. Say it. Why'd they win in 2009? Why'd they win? Come on.
Mark Teixeira?
Yeah, was it Mark Teixeira? Was it CC Sabathia? Go ahead. You could say it. It was because of fucking A-Rod. I'm not even a fan of A-Rod, but I'm just sick of him being the fucking GOAT forever. Listen, does he do dumb things? And should he be fucking smashed for the dumb things that he does? But it's getting to a point where he gets fucking smashed for everything. They make it like he's the only guy in the planet that has done steroids. And he's the only guy that won't admit it. You know what? He's to a point now where he's like, you know what? Fuck this. Everybody, some guys admitted it, some guys didn't. You know what? No matter what I do, think about it. Put yourself in his place. No matter what he does, he's going to be smashed for it. If he admits it, he's going to be smashed. If he doesn't, he's going to be smashed. And if it was up to me, I'd deny it until the fucking day I die. That's what I would do. Because what? No matter what, I would rather deny it, call me a liar, than I guess he's saying I'd rather be called a liar than a cheater. And, you know, whatever. You know, it's just, I've had enough of this whole thing.
How about this story? This is a great Yankee story. Now,
and I think Derek Jeter's a phenomenal player, by the way. I don't think Derek Jeter stinks by any means. I think he's a great player. He's a clutch player. But I'm just so sick of him being fucking coddled to death. Fuck you. Bet you he took HGH, too. 39 years old.
No, never. Yeah, no. I will never watch baseball if I find out Jeter ever did anything. But in 2009 in the playoffs, me and Jeff Norris were doing a show in Providence, Rhode Island, a casino, and I'm in a bar in a steakhouse, and I'm watching a game, and A-Rod walk off ninth inning, one of the playoff games, and I scream, "Holy shit, he did it!" Fucking crickets. It's all Boston. It's Providence. And I actually had to stand on my chair, like, where you put your feet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I apologize. I'm sorry. I apologize. Because everyone, like, it was like record scratched, right. You know, you hear the clanking of the silverware. But how about this story?
Oh, wait. Mickey Mantle. Are we going to have the girls call in? I forgot. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have them call in 1 minute.
Okay, call in 1 minute. You tell your story. Go ahead.
Yes. Let me tell her. Call in.
You don't have to type it in. They're listening, aren't they? Tell your story.
I think so, yeah. Real quick, Billy Martin and Mickey Mantle, they go down to this guy in Texas. They're off, and he's like, yeah, Mickey Mantle's like, yeah, Billy Martin, let's go down to this guy. We can use his land. We can hunt some deer or whatnot. So Mickey Mantle goes up to the door, and the guy says, listen, you can hunt on the land, but I've got a cow that's lame, and I want you to shoot him. So
I'll just give him a little ecstasy.
Says, yeah, sure. No. What's that?
I was going to say, just give him a little ecstasy, but go ahead.
He's lame. Yeah, he wants it. So the guy says, yeah, just do me a favor. It's one of my prized cows. I don't want to do it myself. Just shoot him before you go out on the land. So Mickey Mantle goes back to the car and says, hey, Billy, listen. This fucking asshole isn't going to let us fucking around with him. He's like, he's not going to let us on our land. I'm going to kill this fucking cow. Boom, shoots the cow, goes back up to the door and says, hey, I killed the cow. While he's back up at the door, Billy Martin starts shooting all of the other cows.
Holy shit.
Because he's like, this fucking asshole's not bang, bang, bang. And they're like, stop, Billy, stop. Because Mickey Mantle was like, I'm going to play a joke on him. Let's kill one cow. And then Billy Martin was like, fuck this guy. I'm going to kill all of his cows. That's a good Yankee story.
That's funny, man. Hey, real quick. Let me just, while we're waiting for them to call in, I'm just going to do the plugs real quick. Because we're almost done. Follow us on Twitter, CNK Show. Also, Joe Conte Comic. And also, Kenny Michaels 5. Subscribe to our podcast. Both the Conte Kenny shorts and the regular show. And pretty much, that's it.
They're calling in, yeah.
And I think we're good.
Yeah.
And hello.
Hi.
Hi, Kitty.
How are you doing?
Good. Who else is on the phone?
What's up?
Dark Fox, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm a little bit weirded out because someone's saying my name right for once.
Oh, well, because, you know, I'm an American. That's why. Where is Marianne?
I'm right here.
Hello, Marianne. How are you? How is it up there in South fucking Canada? Real good? Nice.
Not happy. Oh, she's angry at you.
Why? Because I said
she's mad at you, Conti.
Why? Because why? What did I do? There's like eight things in my head of things I've said about you, so I got to figure out what it was.
Wow. My lust and love and divas are not the same show.
Oh, yeah. Well, please, I wish you would change the name, the diva thing.
Don't listen.
Hmm?
Oh.
I actually listen to divas because I'm actually up at that time, so I actually get to listen to that show. So, but yeah, so now you guys are coming up next, and that is the Lust and Love show.
I'm going to kill.
Are you? Lust and Love. Yes. Now,
yes.
What's on the program for tonight? Who's on and who's calling in?
It's just going to be us three.
Mm-hmm.
And if Kenny would like to join, he's more than welcome.
Sure, I will be there shortly after the end of the program.
Super duper.
Nice.
What's
going on? What do you guys got going on for the show? Which is coming on at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Kitty, what do we got going on?
Well, we have a cake fart story.
Yay for cake fart.
And then Dark Fox has a whole theory that he wants to talk about that we're not going to talk about here because you have to tune into our show to hear about it.
So what
wow.
Was...
Oh, someone needs to...
That was wet and that was not me.
They're panties.
Wow. Excuse me.
So it's a cake fart?
Well, it has to do with something about cake and farts.
Oh, okay, because I've heard of cake farting, which is another one of, like we were talking about felching last week. It's just another one of those things where this one, at least, it's more kind of goofy, you know, where a girl sits on a cake and then farts or something. But
Spiky Girl, years ago.
Oh, yeah, they had Spiky Girl do that. It's more goofy, but is that kind of what you guys are talking about?
Well, it's kind of a funny story about myself.
Oh.
That has to do with cake and farting.
Very cool.
My God, that is disturbing.
That is a sound of that we have, and that was actually a real fart, not like from a website. That was a real fart from yours truly. That is actually one of
Are
my.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
At first, I thought it was somebody queefing.
No. I was not queefing at the time.
No, he was trying. He was trying to record his lovely Bev
sleeping.
Oh
yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Snoring.
and he was
actually trying to record just with the cell phone, with his iPhone, and he's like, "Oh, I want to record her snoring," and then he decides to woof ass, and that came up on the audio.
Yeah, like I didn't even realize it because I didn't think it picked up on my sound. So. That's what we have.
do you have a clip of that for like the first minute? Do you have the original clip where you can hear like the TV in the background?
I think let me see.
That's hilarious how you try to record her and record it yourself.
Yeah. I was sitting there like, oh, this is great. I'm going to catch her snoring. And she wasn't really snoring that much. And then you just hear the next day because I turned it off. I'm like, I'm never hearing it. And the next day I hear, brrr, I'm like, what the hell was that? I'm like, oh, wow, that was me. I didn't realize that I.
Why is it that guys have such a problem with women snoring, but we don't have problems with you guys snoring?
No. It was like a cute little snore thing. I was just doing it to just.
She snores cute.
Yeah.
He says she snores cute. She like kind of like.
Oh, so you don't do what my husband does. He doesn't hit me with the pillow. You're snoring. Wake up.
No. Because her snoring's the only time she really snores. Is if she's been drinking. That's the only real time. So it's not like, you know, it's all the time. So it's like once in a while on the weekends or something, if she had a few drinks, she'll, you know, do a little snippy snore. But I go right to sleep so quick, I don't even hear it. So there's going to be a thing about cakes and farting on your show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
On, of course, Lust and Love, morelikeradio.com, 10 to 12 on Monday nights. And what else is going on the show? Is Dark Fox quitting?
Conte.
Is Dark Fox quitting the show?
Conti.
What?
I love you.
I love you, too. I did hear that he's quitting. I don't know. Is that true, Dark
he's
Fox?
He's not quitting.
No?
Doc Fox, is that real?
That's not real. Who the hell? I think Conti's trying to stir up shit.
No, 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 no. That's... I don't know who I don't know if I should say who told me. can I...
You better throw somebody under the bus and fast.
All right, you want me to tell you? I'll be honest. I mean, it wasn't like he said for sure, but he said it could be in the next couple of weeks. He was Mitch told me that Dark Fox might be quitting.
Wow, I'm killing Mitch.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea what you guys are fucking talking about. I was talking to Mitch today.
I still want to kill Mitch.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mitch today about the password for the new for the new player. But no, I didn't mention anything. No, why would Dark Fox quit? He's not even sick of you two yet. That's what he told me.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Give him another month.
Yeah, I know. So I'm looking forward to hearing new shows with Doc Fox. The Doc Fox.
Oh.
The Doc Fox.
There you go. You've got it,
sorry,
brother.
Sorry, I missed I misspoke. So everything's going good with you girls?
Excellent.
Yeah? You too, Kitty? You feeling better finally?
Yes. I'm not dying anymore, so I'm doing great.
Okay. That's usually a good thing if you're not dying anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
The AIDS has left my body, and I'm fine now.
Wow. Wowie wow.
What are you, Magic Johnson?
Yeah, really. Literally. She's Magic Mexican.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus Cristo.
The dirty Johnson gave her the AIDS.
Yeah. It's the dirty Sanchez that he gave her, so it's too easy. Jesus. So that's cool, man. I think I haven't heard a new show with you yet. So how is the chemistry? It's all good with you guys, and
it's amazing.
And the dog like Fox,
like any marriage, you have to let the women just talk and talk until they talk themselves out, and then you can get a word in.
Exactly. Then when they start snoring, it's your time for you to come in, right? When they actually fucking bore themselves to sleep,
or a belch. I can talk when there's a belch.
All right. Well, let's. You know what? It's 10 o'clock, so let's let you guys go so you can get started with your show, and we can sign off.
All right.
And then sign back on.
And then Kenny will sign right back on. So don't go anywhere. It's Lust and Love next on More Like Radio. And if you're listening to podcasts, they come on right after us. And you can download their show at morelikeradio.com and look for downloads and check out Lust and Love. All righty.
Have a good night.
All right. Good night. Did they leave already? Oh, wow. They hung up?
Yeah, they all cut off.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, brother, let's hang up. You want to talk to me? If you want to talk to me about something, give me a call in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm gonna run down, have a smoke, and then I'll pop back onto them.
All right. So then, give me a call tomorrow or whatever.
No, I'll give you a call now. I'm going to call you once I turn this shit off.
Call me tomorrow.
Why, you want to talk?
No, not really.
Okay.
Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Thanks for checking out the Conti and Kenny Show. And we are...
Look for the upcoming shorts.
Out of here. Look for another upcoming shorts. Bye-bye.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.